Elvis. The theory is simple. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
It's time for Friday Night Football on AM 1460 KCNR. And now, presenting the pregame show with the keys to the game, here's your host, Gary Moore.
Welcome to High School Football on AM 1460 KCNR. Tonight we come to you from Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson as the Cubs, led by Coach Scott Edwards, host the Enterprise Hornets, led by Coach Darren Trueblood. Pre-game show tonight brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, offering service with solutions. Visit tricountiesbank.com and see how they can make things happen for you. And the keys to the game are brought to you by Redding Kia. There is a rich history at this facility that stems back more than 35 years, and the term run the hill has significant value to all who have been fortunate enough to wear the Anderson Cubs uniform. That hill is a quarter-mile hillside to the west of the playing field that is not scenic, it's not beautiful, but it is feared for all who have had to run it. That was the first and foremost training method that got each player in shape at Anderson. As a player for Coach Bob Reed back in 1980, I ran that hill, as did Anderson football greats like Greg Grandel, now in his 22nd year as the head coach at West Valley. Other notable standouts are 1980 and 81 quarterback David Westlake, Tim and Tom Burnham, Mike Carnahan, Dave Worley, Lee James, Kenny Whitmore, and the list goes on. Anderson High School has a rich history in the athletic department, producing Major League Baseball player Mark Parent and others that have dazzled high school sports fans since long before the year I graduated 34 years ago in 1981. Now, on the other side of the field, standing tall, a fierce nest of Enterprise Hornets, led by head coach Darren Trueblood. The Enterprise Hornets have a rich history as well and impressive records to go along with it. Last year, Enterprise competed in the state championship bowl and had an outstanding record in league play. They had some star players which are now gone, but you can bet the Hornets are prepared for tonight. They're in shape and they're ready to continue the tradition of winning. The Hornets, very intimidating in all forms of athletics, have been a successful program at Enterprise long enough to be cataloged as history. The Hornet basketball program has been strong since its inception. Baseball has produced some of the most amazing sluggers in the team's existence. And tonight, you will witness the 2015 Enterprise Hornets football team. In just a moment, we'll meet the opposing coaches. Stay with us as we talk with visiting Hornet coach Darren Trueblood and get his keys to the game, brought to you by Redding Kia. That and a word with Cubs coach Scott Edwards are all coming up next on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Listen up, employers.
Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Burning Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to Lake.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
High School Football on KCNR.
Welcome back to Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson for tonight's matchup between the visiting Enterprise Hornets and the hometown Anderson Cubs. Tonight's pregame is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, offering service with solutions. Visit TriCountiesBank.com and see how they can make things happen for you. And by Redding Kia, providing you the keys to the game. We are now 3 weeks into the high school football season, and coaches have had time to prepare, plan, and get their teams in shape. And tonight's game promises to be a terrific matchup. It's an exciting night here at Anderson, a lot of activity, and we'd like to thank Anderson head coach Scott Edwards for taking a few minutes before kickoff to join us on the pregame. Coach, we're very happy to be here at Anderson tonight, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us on the pregame broadcast.
No problem.
I've got, lots of statistics that I've been going over and, you know, watching all the games that you guys have done. This is week four, and I would say after last week's score compared to the first week's score, the Cubs have progressed a long way. What have you done to make such a large improvement?
You know, nothing in particular. We just, try to stick our nose to the grind and just try to keep getting better and better each day.
Well, you've done quite well. What is it that you can expect, or do you think you can expect, based on your scouting reports from the Hornets tonight?
They're a very dynamic team. They come out, they play hard, they got a lot of different formations, they do a lot of different things. Their coaching staff is a very good coaching staff, and it's going to be tough. It'll be a tough game.
We were talking about coaches before we started talking here on the air, and you've coached against Coach Trueblood before. What is it? Does he throw a lot of different trickery at you, or do you know what he's going to give you tonight?
He gives you a lot of different looks. You can expect the unexpected with him. He's going to do a lot of things. He's a very good coach. He sees a lot of things and tries to take advantage of the weaknesses that you're opposing him with. And, they just do a great job.
I would have thought that the big story would have been, you know, that they went all the way last year, all the way to the final. But the only thing that I've really heard this year is that they've lost all their great players. I don't think that's true.
Oh, they're still a good team. Don't let anybody fool you. They come out, they play hard, and they're a good team.
Tell us about your quarterback. How's Mikey Mason doing?
He's doing good. He's progressing right along. He's right where we expected him to be. He makes a lot of good decisions, does a lot of the right things, and that's what we ask out of our quarterback.
You, in your opening night against Shasta, you saw the hurry-up offense. You played against it, I believe, against Red Bluff last week. How does that affect your team? It seemed like in the opening night, it kind of caught up to you in the fourth quarter on your defense. Are you prepared for that?
Shasta's a little more quick to the ball and runs plays a little faster than both Enterprise and Red Bluff will. But, anytime you get that type of offense on the field, it really prolongs the game. And when you have a lot of guys going both ways like we do, it does get taxing on us at times.
Tell us about your quarterback, Mikey Mason. I know that he didn't have a bad game at all opening night. I'm sure he had a great game last weekend. What do you expect from him tonight?
I just expect him to go out and do the right things, make the right reads, and throw the ball to the right people. And as long as he does that, it'll hopefully be a successful night for us.
I asked you a question 4 weeks ago about how things in the game have changed, and we discussed it. They haven't changed that much. But I'm noticing, not just with your scores last week and other teams, I did a game last week, UPrep beat Bernie 59-22. Why so many points nowadays?
I don't know. I I just think, you know, offenses are starting to get a little more wide open. And it's, you know, I think there's a lot of good skilled players out there. And when you have a lot of good skilled players out there, you know, the score is going to be a little higher. And, you know, that's what I attribute it to.
All right. Well, it's a home game for you tonight against the Enterprise Hornets. From your perspective, Coach, what are your keys to the game?
We really need to just take care of business up front. If we can do some things up front and hold our own up front, I think we'll make a good run of the game.
All right. Thank you so much. Good luck tonight, and I appreciate your time on the pregame show.
Right, thank you.
In a moment, when we return, we'll talk to Enterprise Hornet head coach Darren Trueblood. He'll join us from the Hornet's Nest perspective and what you can expect in performance for his team tonight. Stay with us as the Friday Night High School Football Pregame Show continues next on AM 1460 KCNR.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models, plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all-new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
Imagine winning a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday in September. Play the flat-screen frenzy swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. This isn't any ordinary TV. It's a smart TV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in September. Watch your favorite TV show, movie, or game on your very own 65-inch flat-screen with the sound and feel of a movie theater. Swipe to win. Swipe. Play to win. Play. Stay to win. Stay. Cash and free slot play up for grabs, too. Win cash. Flat-screen frenzy. Swipe to win Wednesdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun.
More fun.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football teams. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
High school football on KCNR.
Your pregame show is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, offering service with solutions. Visit TriCountiesBank.com and see how they can make things happen for you. And the keys to the game tonight brought to you by Redding Kia. We are here now with Coach Trueblood. Darren Trueblood with a great history at Enterprise High School. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on the pregame.
Hey, you are welcome.
I want to, before we get into my specific questions for you, I want to, again, bring up last season. That's a notable season. You guys went
you know, virtually all the way. And I just want, and you are, your team was also Citizens of the Year for the Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Parade. So I just want to, because this is the first time you and I have met, so I want to congratulate you again on last season.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the honor, and we had some great kids that, that really did our school and our community well.
You know, you had some great ball players last year, and I know you have some this year. We're going to talk about your ball players this year. But you lost a few players last year that were key players.
Yeah, we had three kids that started for us for 3 years, Justin Abney and Alex Palladino and Izzy Matthews. Those three are difficult, very difficult to replace, but wonderful kids, and now it's a new year, and there's kids that have a new opportunity, so they're looking forward to that.
We asked your opposing coach, which we just spoke to a couple of moments ago, and I asked him that same question. He says, don't underestimate Enterprise and don't underestimate Coach Trueblood, because they're good. Well, and they're always good, and we expect good out of them tonight.
Well, we appreciate that, and Coach Edwards down there does a great job. You know, he has some challenges down there with numbers and other things, but he always has his team ready to play, and they play hard. Our kids are looking forward to playing here in locally. We've had a couple of teams that we've played out of the area, and they've been very, very difficult opponents for us, but we're looking to get back in the mix locally and show our, you know, our community what we can do.
Tonight we're here at Bob Reed Stadium, my old high school when I was a graduate in 1981. It's really nice to be at this football field. So tell me a little bit about I say this to everybody. I learned this from Coach Randy Palomino many years ago. He said, people come to watch the offense, but defense is the name of the game.
Well, you're exactly right. If you want to win and you want to win consistently, you got to play good defense, and we've always prided ourselves on that. We haven't played very good defense this year. I'll be very honest with you. We've given up some big numbers the last 2 weeks, and we didn't have enough offense to take care of the win last week. But the kids are continuing to play. They're continuing to learn our schemes, and you know, it's not an effort issue. It's just an understanding issue, and we've got a lot of young kids that are trying to do that for us.
How have you progressed in the first three games of the season? This is game four, is that right?
This is our fourth week. Yeah. excuse me. I think that, you know, I think our kids have, you know, that, as I said before, I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago when we played Whitney down there, that was not our best effort. I can't fault the kids for their effort last week. We came up a little bit short. We kind of ran out of gas at the end. But, you know, we're understanding the scheme. We feel like we've got a good scheme this week, and we can let the kids really play, and they're excited about it.
We're looking forward to a very good football game. From your perspective as a coach, tell us what your keys to this game are.
Well, they run the ball effectively, very, very well. They've got a tremendous quarterback and running back down there. And they're, you know, they run the option a variety of different ways, a variety of different formations. So we've got to stop the run. If we can stop the run, we feel good about, you know, our secondary matching up with theirs. But they're, you know, they're a run first, throw second team. And if we can't stop the run, it'll be a long night for us. And that's our scheme tonight.
Okay, so let's talk about your offense for just a couple of seconds. Tell me about who your quarterback is and what do you expect out of him tonight?
Well, we've got him. He's got to take care of the ball better than he did last week. We turned the ball over on a few big occasions or a few times during the game that really hurt us. He's got to be efficient with the ball, make good choices, get the ball in space to our athletes and let them play. Keaton Voorhees is the young man that will be starting tonight for us.
We're not giving away any secrets here because we're just about ready for kickoff here in a few minutes. So do you think you'll be more effective in the air or on the ground?
It's supposed to be a beautiful night. It's going to be a beautiful night tonight. And I think that we've got to be able to run the football. In the league that we're in, we have to be able to run it. You know, we haven't been real consistent up front. We haven't put some big numbers up. But I think that we have the opportunity to do that if our guys up front can block. And you know, our young man, Max Ostendorf, is a special talent. And I think he should have a big night tonight.
Okay, you have coached against Coach Edwards before. I asked him the same question because he's coached against you before. And he's got a great deal of respect for you. I just want to let you know that. I'm sure you know that already. But how do you feel about working against that coach?
Well, he does a great job. Like I said a little bit earlier, you know, they get the most out of their kids. Sometimes they're a little bit short in numbers. But they always get maximum effort, and they seem to do that. And I watched them on film against Red Bluff last week. They're starting to believe that they can, you know, they can accomplish some things. And I think that was a big turnaround for them He does a good job in the offense and defensive schemes that they run. I have nothing but respect for what they do down there, and I admire what they do with the resources that they have. So, we're looking for a physical game. You know, any time that Anderson and Enterprise have played in the past, it's always been a physical affair. It's been some incredible games. We look for another good one tonight.
We're looking forward to a great showdown as well. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on the pregame show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And there you have Coach Darren Trueblood for the Enterprise Hornets visiting here tonight at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. It's going to be a great football game. Your pregame brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, offering service with solutions. Visit tricountiesbank.com and see how they can make things happen for you. And the keys to the game brought to you by Redding Kia. In a moment we return, we'll talk about Coach Bob Reed, a little more history with the Anderson Cubs, and then we'll get ready for the opening kickoff on AM 1460 KCNR.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license, and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early, only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to High School Football. We are ready to go for a great football game tonight. Enterprise, the visiting team, we are here at Anderson. There's just a couple of minutes left to go in the JV game, so I wanted to talk about Coach Bob Reed for a moment. That guy is just one of the most amazing people to ever run through and work through and coach at this school. He's got a really impressive record. I wanted to share with you some of his stats in case you didn't know what they were. This stadium was dedicated to Bob Reed, and it is the Bob Reed Stadium. They made that dedication on September 1st in the year 2000. Okay, so that's a really good thing. But here's some of the reasons why he made that honor. He was a teacher here at Anderson for 35 years, from 1964 to 1998. That's an impressive teaching record. He was the varsity head coach for 30 years, from 1970 to 1999. He was the North Section Coach of the Year in three different years, 1977, 1986, and 1994. And we're not done. We got a long way to go here. The California State Coach of the Year in 1995 and in 1999. He won 13 Northern Athletic League championships. He won 4 North Section championships. And you ready for this? This is the kicker right here. His overall varsity record in his 35 years was 223 wins, 94 losses, and 4 ties. That is quite impressive. His motto was winning. The difference is attitude. And there's a little background on Coach Bob Reed. He was also a teacher here for a long time. He was in heavily into psychology. He filled in for one of my math teachers once and had some extra time, so he wanted to hypnotize people. So somebody volunteered for being hypnotized, and he had them put their finger on their nose and told them that it was glued there permanently and they could not get it off. And this girl could not remove her finger from her nose. That's psychology. That's hypnosis. That is Coach Reed. And he handled his football team very much like he handled his students. He was one of the best motivators that I've ever played under his direction. He was an impressive guy. It's nice to see that they've got his big arch here, the Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. So we are looking forward to a really good football game here tonight. Some of the notable notes on some of the players that you're going to see tonight were Cubs senior Grant Kingston. Last week, he had an impressive game. He was named the Cal High Sports NorCal Offensive Player of the Week. He tied the Northern Section single-game record with 7 touchdowns in a 57-29 win over Red Bluff. Kingston finished with 17 carries for 302 yards last week. That's a big game. Only 12 yards shy of tying the school record, he also had a sack on defense. Quarterback Mikey Mason, which we'll be talking about a lot tonight, he ran the ball 10 times for 119 yards and a touchdown, was efficient in the passing game as well. He was 3-for-4 for 58 yards in the win over Red Bluff last week. It was his second 100-yard rushing game of the career. Now, on the other side of the ball, and guys that we'll be highlighting here tonight for the Enterprise Hornets, one of those is Keaton Voorhees. That's their quarterback. Their quarterback last week, Kenton, threw for 303 yards and 2 touchdowns on 16 of 27 for passing, and he also ran for 36 yards and a score. Joe Merkel is coming out. He is just really elevating his level of play for the first home game last week. He ran 9 times for 74 yards and a touchdown, caught 9 passes for 207 yards and a touchdown.
in the 49-45 loss to Vacaville. So there's just a couple of highlights for a couple of the players. We're going to talk about a little bit more as we get ready to go. We got a ways to go. The JV game is running a little bit long. It's 15 seconds left in this game. So we will take about a five-minute break, and then we will be back with more of the pregame show, which is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, providing service with solutions. Visit tricountiesbank.com to see how they can make things happen for you, member FDIC. And our friends at Reading Kia bringing you the keys to the game. We continue the pregame in just a moment on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Reading Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license, and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Reading Kia is open 7 days a week. ReadingKia.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9. Every Saturday morning, right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Reading Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back from Coach Bob Reed Stadium here in Anderson for the pregame show as we get ready for opening kickoff here. It's Enterprise visiting Anderson Cubs here in Anderson. Your pregame show brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, providing service with solutions. Visit tricountiesbank.com and see how they can make things happen for you. Member FDIC. And the keys to the game brought to you by Redding Kia. You are not going to believe what just happened here for the JV game. There was like 11, 15 seconds left in the game, okay? Anderson down 14 to 12 at somewhere around their own 30-yard line. They throw and complete a 70-yard touchdown pass, and everybody goes ballistic. Time runs out on the clock. Game over. Allegedly, Anderson wins it in the last play of the game, but there was a flag down at the line of scrimmage. The quarterback had crossed the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball, so it negated the touchdown. The game ended like that. Enterprise beats the Cubs 14-12 in a fantastic finish, and this crowd went ballistic. That's the kind of game that you can expect here for our varsity game as well. We got about 11 and a half minutes before this game starts. And, boy, if the varsity game is any indication of what the JV game was like, you're in for a great football game, and I'm very excited to call it. I played here for Coach Bob Reed in 1980, and I've not been back since. And I'm really excited to be here tonight. We're up on top of the press box on the platform. We've got a bird's-eye view, and we are just watching them all. And everybody is fired up, both teams pumped up. They're jacked. They're psyched. They're ready to go. Enterprise has already lost twice this year and sizable numbers and scores, but the scores don't indicate how good of a game and how good that these teams have played. The opening game of the season, when the Cubs went to Shasta, they got blown out. And, you know, there was lots of points put on the board. And then just a few weeks later, last week, Anderson played Red Bluff, and they put a ton of points on the board. The West Valley game that last week, they put a lot of games on the board. UPREP put 59 points on the board against Bernie last week. So we talked to Coach Edwards in our pregame show about what's the deal with the high-scoring numbers in today's high school football. Those are like basketball scores. And he says, you know what, he really didn't have an answer for that. That's just the way the game is played. They're throwing the ball a lot more, and a lot of teams are going with the hurry-up offense. Shasta was great at the hurry-up offense. Red Bluff tried it against West Valley, and they were not able to sustain that very well. We're going to find out what Enterprise has for the Cubs tonight and vice versa. So we're right in the middle of warm-ups. Things are going great. The high school band is rolling in. The crowd is here. It's going to be a good night at Bob Reed Stadium. It's high school football tonight. Visiting team, Enterprise Hornets, led by Coach Darren Trueblood, and Anderson Cubs, the home team, led by Coach Scott Edwards. And we'll take a short break, and then we'll come back and wind it down to kickoff here in a couple of moments on AM 1460 KCNR.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years.
Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
From working families to small businesses or government agencies, it's important to have quality care for the cars and light trucks that are essential to getting the job done. Here in the North State, that means Advanced Automotive of Reading, where they pride themselves on old-fashioned honesty, quality personal attention, and personal responsibility to get the work done right the first time. Why else would they be able to offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on their repairs? Every mechanic at Advanced Automotive is an ASC-certified master technician who takes pride in their work, something that's earned Advanced Automotive recognition from RepairPal.com, the leading provider of auto repair and maintenance information to consumers. From the family minivan, your daughter's first car, or a yard full of company vehicles, Advanced Automotive should be your go-to repair shop. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 F Westside Road. Call 244-4423 or check the customer reviews at RepairPal.com.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You're making a difference where it matters most. We can help. The Community Grants Program from Dignity Health, North State supports local, nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, we've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy.
Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us. We will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Reading Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Reading Kia is open 7 days a week. ReadingKia.com.
Imagine winning a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday in September. Play the flat-screen frenzy swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. This isn't any ordinary TV. It's a smart TV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in September. Watch your favorite TV show, movie, or game on your very own 65-inch flat-screen with the sound and feel of a movie theater. Swipe to win. Swipe. Play to win. Play. Stay to win. Stay. Cash and free slot play up for grabs, too. Win cash. Flat-screen frenzy. Swipe to win Wednesdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. More fun. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson as we get ready for the opening kickoff. Captains on the field right now for Anderson. Mikey Mason, their quarterback. Also Grant Kingston. Alec White, number 44. And for the visiting Enterprise Hornets, Keaton Voorhees, their quarterback, number 2. Max Ostendorf, number 25. Greg Fay, number 71 and 73. Preston Stanky. Anderson has won the toss, and they have elected to receive. Let me paint the picture for you here. Anderson in their home blue pants and blue jerseys, highlighted with gold numbers and stripes, and blue helmets. They will be moving from your left to your right. Enterprise in black pants and white jerseys, black numbers, black helmets. They will be moving the ball from the right to your left. Getting ready for opening kickoff here at Anderson. Grant Kingston, who had like 302 yards last season, or last week rather, sorry. He is back to receive the opening kickoff, and this football game is getting ready to get underway. They're all charged up. Enterprise all in four-point stances, getting ready for the kickoff. Anderson ready to go. They're 10 yards behind the ball. There's the buzzer. They just got to reset the clock, and we'll get it going. There's the clock. It's reset. There's the whistle. And here comes the approach from Enterprise. There's a boot. It's a short kick, only about 17 yards. And then Anderson will fall on it right at the 30. Interesting. Very interesting. Mike Mason, the quarterback for Anderson, took that ball and just fell on it. So it'll be first and 10 for the Anderson Cubs at their own 30. You can bet that Grant Kingston's going to get that ball a lot tonight. Enterprise is prepared. They are ready. Mikey Mason in the shotgun formation. Grant Kingston right behind them. The line is down. They are set. Man in motion from the left to the right. Handoff goes over to the left-hand side to number one of Dakota Payne. Dakota Payne picks up about 6 yards on the play, running to the left side of the field. There's about a 5-yard pickup right there. It'll be second and 5 for the Cubs. And Mikey Mason going to work. Dakota Payne, the first ball carrier of the night. Anderson with receiver wide to the right. Shotgun formation, that's what they're running here at Anderson. Man in motion from the left to the right. He flares out. Ball goes to Kingston right up the middle, and he's brought down after only about a 2-yard gain. So Grant getting his feet wet early. Second play of the game. First one was Dakota Payne for a 5-yard pickup. Second one, Grant Kingston for a 2-yard pickup. It'll be third and two, ball at the 38-yard line right now. Anderson got receivers wide to the right and left. Two guys in the backfield. Kingston is one of them. Here comes the snap. He'll hand it off to Kingston. No, he'll fake it, and Mason will keep it, and he will get across the 40 up to the 43, and that'll be a first down for the Anderson Cubs. So the Cubs on their opening drive have picked up their first down. We have a very active crowd here tonight. They were very spirited when that thing went down with the JV game, and it was like a roller coaster of emotions. You saw the 70-yard touchdown pass, and then you saw the yellow flag come out. Then they called the game, and they went nuts. Okay, Kingston in the backfield with Mikey Mason. Mason pitches it out to the left-hand side to Dakota Payne, and Payne is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose about 2 on that one. It was a pretty good fake up the middle that time to Grant Kingston, and then the toss went out, the option to Dakota Payne. Enterprise was right on him. To be maybe a yard loss on that one. It'll be second and 11 for the Cubs. They come out of the huddle, and they're set to go. They look sharp. We got a slot guy left, a slot on the right. Receivers, 2 slots on the right. Receiver wide to the left. Man in motion to the right. It's a fake handoff to Grant Kingston, and a quick drop over the middle, and that is incomplete. Dakota Payne getting in the action as a receiver right there. The ball just wasn't there. Covering Dakota Payne on that play was Enterprise defensive back, who is also their quarterback, Keaton Voorhees. And Anderson sends a receiver wide to the right, way out here to the right. 2 slot guys on the left, 2 guys in the backfield. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. Kingston gets the call. He is out to the right-hand side. He's up to the 45. And he's hit immediately and thrown down. Nice defensive play. Joe Merkel brings him down, but a short gain. Maybe have picked up 1, maybe 2 on that. So, fourth down. Cubs are in the punting formation. Back deep is Will Ansikar. He is standing at about the 17-yard line. There's the kick, not a bad kick, kind of a wobbly. It hits at the 20. Get a great bounce for the Cubs, and it'll come dead at about the 12-yard line. So no return on that one. Enterprise will take over on downs, and we will see what Mr. Keaton Voorhees can do with their football club. Enterprise moving from the right to their left. It'll be first and 10 for the Hornets. Already some really good action in this football game. Enterprise up on the line of scrimmage right now. Max Ostendorf. Our Ostendorf will be the fullback in this setup. We've got two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left, a slot on the right-hand side. Ball handed off right there to the number 25, Max Ostendorf. He is met by a wall of blue for a very short gain, if any. They'll call it second and nine. Same formation. Got three guys wide to the right. Quick pass over the middle. That's a complete. Cubs bring him down immediately. Receiver there was Joe Merkel. And that was a quick pass right over the middle. That was enough for a first down. So now Enterprise on the charge. Same formation for Enterprise. Fake handoff up the middle. Quarterback Kiefer over to the right-hand side. One guy missed him. He thought he was going to get around the corner, and he is brought down with a short gain. So a lot of fakes, a lot of options, a couple of passes. They're getting their bearings going. Enterprise up on the ball. Man in motion from the right to the left. Handoff goes to the left-hand side to number 20. Will Ansikar run over to the left-hand side, kind of a sweep. He was the man in motion. He picked up enough for the first down, and they'll mark the ball at about the 37-yard line. So another first down for Enterprise, and they're moving the ball. Slowly, but they're moving it. Different look now for the Cubs to deal with. Hornets had like three guys wide out to the right last two plays. This time they got two slots in on the left-hand side, one man in the backfield. Voorhees set to take the snap. Shotgun. He hands over to the right-hand side to number 42. That is Joe Merkel. Merkel didn't even have control of the ball before he was hammered in the backfield for a loss. They'll mark that now at about the 32.5, 33-yard line. Loss on the play. It'll be second and 14 for the Hornets. Man in motion, here comes the blitz, and they hand off to the tailback right up on the left-hand side, number 25, Max Ostendorf, and the Cubs were all over it. Another loss for the Hornets. Ball now is at about the 28-yard line. They're going backwards. It'll be third and a long 20. Usually a passing situation. They got three guys wide out to the right, two guys wide out to the left. Shotgun formation. There's Voorhees. He rolls out to the right-hand side. He looks right. He looks left. He throws it downfield, and that is intercepted by Anderson. Mikey Mason, quarterback keeper there, and he is met by the Hornets right at the line of scrimmage. Be no gain on the play. Be second and 10. Ball's at the 47. 5:51 left to play in the first period. Anderson Cubs taking over on an interception. Be second and 10. Mason with the option. Pitches it out to Kingston over the right-hand side. Kingston down to about the 47, or make that the 43-yard line. He's brought down by Moses Matthews, number 26. So it'll be third down and about six, long six, maybe seven. Snap goes to Mason. Mason to the option, pitches out to the left-hand side to Kingston. Kingston is caught in the backfield, and he'll get caught back down all the way to the 50. Huge loss on the play.
Loss all the way back to midfield.
And that'll bring up a fourth down situation for the Cubs. They'll send in the punt team. Will Aznakar back deep to receive the punt. He's at about the 10-yard line. Mason, also the punter, good kick. He'll take it down to Aznakar. It'll get a nice bit of a bounce. He'll pick it up at the 10, and he'll take off. He's up to the 15, now to the 20, and out of bounds. At about the, right about the 26 is what it looks like from here. We'll give you the official spot here in a moment. Aznakar, it wasn't a direct punt right to him. He picked it up on the bounce and took off down the right-hand side, but he was ran out of bounds. About a 7 or 8 yard return on that one for Aznakar. Not bad. So now Enterprise takes over. With 4:14 left to play in the first period, first and 10 for the Hornets. Enterprise all set. Voorhees hands it off over to the right-hand side to number 25, Max Ostendorf. Ostendorf picks up, you know, 5 or 6 on the play. Six-yard gain for the Hornets. It'll be second and 4. Voorhees doing a very consistent job so far early in the game. It's only thrown a couple of times, been some incomplete passes. The ground game seems to be what's most effective for both ball clubs right now. Man in motion from the left to the right. Quick pass out to the left-hand side. That's number 42, Joe Merkel. Merkel takes up across the 30. He's down at about the 32-yard line, and that should be enough for the first down for the Hornets. And that's good enough for a first down. All right, they're back to the three wide receivers over to the right-hand side. Snap goes to Voorhees. He'll hand it off right up the middle to Ostendorf. He's across the 40. And the Cubs will bring him down at about the 44-yard line, very close to the first down. That is good enough. Another first down for the Hornets. They're moving the ball. Still in their own territory at the 44-yard line right now. This great football game. Good defense on both sides of the ball. Both teams equally prepared for what is about to take place here in the next hour and a half. Good football. Anytime Enterprise is involved, you know it's going to be a good football game with Coach Trueblood leading the charge. Here comes the blitz. Voorhees hands it off over again to Ostendorf. Left-hand side, he's got a man. He hits a guy. And he goes across midfield and down to about the 41-yard line. Ostendorf just locked heads with an Anderson Cub. Hit him hard. And the Cub didn't flinch. He took a shot. And he just kept on going. They bring him down. Ball's marked at the 41-yard line. So, Voorhees checks his playlist. That's taped to his left wrist. He's got Ostendorf in the backfield with him. Here comes the snap. He fakes it to Ostendorf. Quarterback keeper over to the right-hand side. He'll get across the 40 and down to about the 37, maybe the 38. Pick up about 3 yards, maybe, on that one. Second down and 7 for the Enterprise Hornets. They've taken it across midfield. It's a very consistent and solid drive right now for Keaton Voorhees. Ostendorf in the backfield. Three receivers out to the right, one out to the left. Man in motion, that's Joe Merkel. He goes in motion, and they hand the ball off to him. Merkel got Hornets. Only had one blocker, but that's not enough to take on the 4 defensive players for the Cubs. They bring him down at about the 36. Dakota Payne led the charge. He had 3 guys piling on top of him. It'll be 3rd and 7 for the Hornets. 1:29 left to play. Here comes the snap. Voorhees takes it. Quick drop, two steps. Quick shot over the middle. That pass is complete. And down to the 20-yard line. Will Aznakar with the completion down to the 20. Good pickup for the Hornets and another first down, and now they are very close to the red zone. Here comes the snap. Quarterback keeper, he options it out to the left-hand side, tosses it out to number 20, Aznakar. Aznakar takes it down close to the 10. They'll mark it at the 14. It'll be a 6-yard gain, second down and 4. So just as Coach Scott Edwards for the Cubs predicted, Coach Trueblood has shown them many different formations already. They have three guys wide out to the right. They got two guys out to the left. They got a guy in the slot. They got one guy in the backfield. They're moving. A lot of option plays that have been run right now by Keaton Voorhees. Here comes the snap one more time. He will fake it over to the middle, and he'll hang on to it, and he'll get down across the 10 to about the 6, 7-yard line. So Voorhees on the keeper with a good gain. So Hornets ready to strike.
Isaac Navarro making the stop for the Cubs. Touchdown, Enterprise.
All right, there's a touchdown. That's a complete pass to Joe Merkel, and that goes across the goal line for a touchdown for the Hornets with 1 second left to play in the first quarter. Boy, he's made that look easy. So they get all lined up and set up for the extra point. 1 second left to play in the first period. Enterprise 6. Anderson nothing. Extra point coming up. All right, they're lined up on the ball. Set to go for the extra point. There's the snap. It's down. There's the kick. It's up, and it is good. So that'll be... with 1 second left to play in the first period, it'll be Enterprise 7, Anderson nothing. We'll have 1 second to have a kickoff. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay. Here we go, back at Bob Reed Stadium. Set to go for the kickoff. 1 second left to play in the first period, so this will be the end of the first quarter after they do this kickoff. Grant Kingston back deep to receive the kick. He's standing at about the 10-yard line. There's the kick, and that's a nice kick over to the right-hand side. And that is caught. The buzzer sounds. Kingston on the move across the 20 and down to the 25. He's still taking the ball across. 25. He's almost up to the 30. Kingston, tough guy, doing a good job right there. So that'll be the end of the first period. Players will switch ends, and the Cubs will move from their right to their left. It'll be first and 10 when we come back on AM 1460 KCNR. Stay with us.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years.
Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, we're back here in Anderson from Bob Reed Stadium. It's the Hornets scoring first, 7-0 at the end of the first period. We are now in the second quarter, and the Cubs will be moving from our right to our left. Enterprise moving from our left to the right. Shotgun formation, two guys out wide to the left, two guys out wide to the right, one man in motion, right-hand side. Quarterback keeper, that's Mason. He's across the 30 up to the 35 before he's finally brought down at the 37. There was a fumble, but it's possibly the ground cannot cause a fumble, so it'll be second down. They'll mark the ball at the 38, so it'll be a second down and a couple of yards to go for the first. Up on the ball, go the Cubs, are ready to go. Mikey Mason leading the field right now. He's got a man in motion from his left to his right. He fakes it to him. It's a long pass down the right-hand side, and he's got a guy. And that is a complete pass to number 22, Tyson Hooper, with a huge gain on the play.
28-yard line, first down Cubs.
That was a quick fake handoff and a long pass to number 22, Tyson Hooper, who was just streaking down the ball field on the right-hand side. Good coverage, but the pass was incomplete. So now the ball at the 27, Anderson in their own territory. An evenly matched game so far here tonight. Both offense and defense, both tough. Mason takes the snap, and that may have been a false start on Anderson. Flags are flying, whistles are going. Yep, that'll be the call. That'll be a false start on Anderson, so they'll back him up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15 now from the 33. Mikey Mason's got the play call. He's got two guys wide out to the left. He's got two guys wide out to the right. I should say one guy wide out to the right in a slot in there. Backfield up there. That's Kingston. Mason keeps the ball, and he slips and falls at the 31. He may have had some room if he wouldn't have lost his footing right there. Short gain, and Mikey Mason disappointed himself on that one. Good play. There's a lot of fakes, a lot of options. A lot of sweeps here tonight. Been a few passes. Yeah, Mason is disgusted with himself for slipping on that play right there because he had some room had he been able to get around that corner. Okay, so it'll be second down and 11. Ball is exactly on the 30-yard line. Wide receiver out to the right. Hooper wide to the left. Man in motion to the right. Ball handed off to Kingston over the right-hand side, and he gets it down to about the 24-yard line. Not a bad pickup for Grant Kingston. Clock is ticking, 9:23 left to go in the first half. 7-0 Hornets. We're here at Bob Reed Stadium, and Mikey Mason barking out orders to his team right now in the huddle. Enterprise got some big boys on that defensive line. It's a fun game to watch, fun game to call. Two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left, two guys in the backfield. Mason drops back to pass. Quick shot over the middle, almost picked off, but that's an incomplete pass. Excellent defense right there. Keelan Gibson had it broken up. I mean, he really didn't break it up. It hit him right in the shoulder pad, right in the chest protector, and bounced right off about 6 yards. It happened so fast, he didn't even know what hit him. Fourth down for Anderson now as they are on their 24-yard line, fourth and six. Hooper wide out to the left, receiver out to the right-hand side, and two guys in the slots, one man in motion, one guy in the backfield. Mason pitches it out to the left-hand side, and that's going to be for no gain. That option play again. Pitch out going to Austin Sturgis. He only picked up two or three on that. They needed six, not enough, so they'll turn the ball over on downs, and it'll be Enterprise ball at the 25.
Enterprise Holtz takes over on downs.
And Voorhees is ready. He's got him up there. On the line, Anderson's got their defense all set to go. Nobody in motion. Three guys out wide to the left. Voorhees, another option play. He'll run it. He'll hang on to the ball. He's got a little bit of a room. He's got one guy. He's now up to the 40 and finally brought down at the 41, and another first down for the Hornets. That fake. Oh, holding against Enterprise is the call. Flag on the play. That'll bring him back. That's a really good play as a quarterback keeper to the left-hand side, the old college option, which we're all familiar with for so many years. He had a good shot at pitching the ball, but the other guy took the fake, and Voorhees kept the ball and hung on to it. Had a sizable game, but it's going to come back due to a holding call. So, spread formation, two guys out wide to the left, one guy wide to the right, man in motion. And he will keep the ball again after he fakes that motion. Voorhees is in trouble. He's got two Cubs all over him, and they bring him down at about the 14-yard line. Cubs are keying heavily on Keaton Voorhees, and they're doing a great job with that. This will be the second time where Enterprise has had like a second and 20 yards to go. You can expect a passing situation coming up. Clock is ticking, band is playing, and Voorhees got his people up on the line. And here comes the snap. Voorhees hangs on to it. This time he'll pitch it out to the left-hand side. That might be Ostendorf. Ostendorf gets around, finally cuts and it ran out of bounds at about the 24. Nice pickup, but they still had 20 yards to go on that. So, third down and long situation, 16 yards to go for the first down. Voorhees has taken advantage of that option play. And it works as long as a penalty doesn't arise after, because they've had sizable gains on it. There's a snap, and he's immediately back to pass. He looks over to the right-hand side. He's got two guys, nobody open. He'll hang on to the ball, and he's going to take off running. He's across the 30 and up to the 35 and finally brought down to the 40, and that is enough for a first down. Voorhees, nice movement. He had nobody available. He had a lot of receivers out there, but they were well covered. And you could tell from my vantage point that he was looking at all of his options. He was looking to the right. He was looking to the left. Finally, he had no choice. They were all covered. He hung onto the ball and ran it and picked it up for a first down. Nice run by Keaton Voorhees. They're now moving from the 40. There's the snap. Here's the option play one more time. Voorhees hangs onto it, doesn't pitch it. He gains two or three, and he's brought down at about the 42. So Voorhees getting a workout here tonight at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. Ball's at the 43, so it'll be second and eight. Derek Kingston making the stop. seems to be a little bit of confusion on the offensive line right now. There's people not quite sure where they're supposed to be lined up, but they finally got it all figured out. Voorhees now set to take the snap. And the whistle blows. And the call is going to be a timeout, Hornets. So we'll take a brief timeout as well and come back here in just a moment on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Please give us a call at 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Voorhees takes the snap and he'll hand it off over to number 42, Joe Merkel. There's a think there's a flag down on the play. Yep, there are penalty flags down right now. We'll get the call from the officials here in a second. Illegal procedure against the Hornets. And that'll back them up. In case you want to follow the other games right now, West Valley and Shasta, it is in the second period, and Shasta leads West Valley 24-7. Voorhees set to take the snap. It's a tight pack right now. He hands it right up the middle. That might be Ostendorf. Ostendorf met right at the line of scrimmage, and there will be no gain. We said in the pregame show something that we learned from Coach Randy Palomino, who was my baseball coach here at Anderson. Eventually went to West Valley and then since then has retired, but he has always said people love to watch the offense, but the defense is the name of the game. And both sides are playing really good defense here tonight. Ball's on the 40-yard line right now with 5:41 left to play in the first half. Voorhees set to take the snap. He's got a receiver to his left. It's a quick throw out of the right-hand side. That goes to number 20. That's a reception for Will Asnakar. He'll pick up two or three. And they'll mark it at about the 43-yard line, closer to the 44-yard line. It'll still be fourth down for the Hornets. Fourth and six is what it'll be with 5:11 left to play in the first half. Grant Kingston working on both sides of the ball. He was the tackler on that last play. So Enterprise is going to go for it. Fourth and six. Voorhees now backs up, and he'll do a quick kick. That's a little wobbly kick. Goes down to the 40, 35, and it'll come down to a dead stop at the 30, and Enterprise will down it right there. So that's where the Cubs will take over at their own 30 with 4:44 left to play. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll come right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
You're listening to high school football on KCNR AM 1460.
Pass incomplete. Get it for Dakota Payne.
Okay, we're back here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. First play is a long incomplete pass. Pass intended for Dakota Payne about 30 yards downfield, but no completion on that one. It'll be second and 10 from the 30. Mikey Mason can throw that football. He didn't even drop back on that one, just a couple of quick stutter steps and just launched it. But Dakota Payne was downfield. He's fast. It'll be second and 10. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, one in a slot situation. That slot will move. Oh, and we got movement. One of the receivers on the Cubs, number 11, Austin Sturgis, with a false start. That'll be a five-yard penalty against the Cubs. They'll back him up. It'll be second and 15. Ball at the 25 now. Anderson moving from their right, or to your right, to your left. Good football game. Very evenly matched right now. Only 7 points on the board. Enterprise has them. Nothing for the Cubs. Then here comes Mikey Mason. Here comes the snap. He'll take it. He pitches out immediately to Kingston on the right-hand side, and then the quarterback is floored after he made that pitch. Short gain, only two or three, and Kingston comes down at about the 26. Mikey Mason took a shot. As soon as he pitched that ball, he was leveled. And he's moving a little slow, but he's okay. He gets the play and brings it into the huddle right now. It'll be third and a long way to go. It'll be third and 13, ball at the 26. Same formation for Anderson. Two guys out wide to the left. One guy wide to the right. Slot man did not go in motion this time. Mason backs the pass. He's looking downfield, and that intended for number 11, Austin Sturgis, and that was overthrown. It'll be incomplete. And that'll bring up a fourth down for the Cubs. Oh, got a late hit on the quarterback. Roughing the passer call, and that's going to cost him. That's going to turn out to be a first down now for the Cubs, just across the 41, right about the 42-yard line. So two plays in a row, Mason has been hammered.
Cubs
ball at the 42-yard line. Okay, Anderson approaches the ball right now. Hooper out wide to the left. Not much change in this formation here. Two guys out to the right, and another false start for the Cubs. That's going to be Alec White moving too quickly. So that'll move him back. It's like two steps forward and three steps back this drive. So the Cubs are set to regroup. It'll be first and 15. Ball at about the 37-yard line right now. 3:49 left to play in the first period. Hornets lead the game 7-0. Same formation, four receivers out there and available, one guy in the backfield. That'll be Kingston, and there's another whistle and a flag on the play. I'll get that call for you. That'll be offsides against Enterprise. So Cubs will get their 5 yards back the easy way. And they're back up to the original line of scrimmage where it's first and 10. Ball at the 42. Four receivers, two to the right, two to the left. Kingston in the backfield. Here comes the snap. Mason back to pass. Easy drop. He'll throw a screen out to the left-hand side to Kingston, and Kingston is brought down immediately. Flags are down. We'll get the call for you here in a second. Short screen pass. That'll be a face mask call against the Hornets. Or so the call is a face mask on the Hornets. That comes with a sizable the ball still marked at the 42 right now. on the left hash mark. All right, so clock is ticking. And Mikey Mason set to take the snap right now. Same formation for the Cubs, one man in motion. There's the snap, and that might be another false start for the Cubs. That'll be a false start for the Cubs, and they'll move them back 5 yards. So that'll be three false starts for the Cubs on this drive. And you know they're going to hear about that in the locker room at halftime. Ball now at the 36, 37-yard line. It'll be first and 15. Only two receivers out to the left-hand side. Everybody else tight on the line. Tight end and a slot. Man in motion from left to right. Mason fakes it. Pitches it over to the right-hand side. And he's over the 35 and brought down at the 37. The ball carrier, Austin Sturgis. Not much gain. Two or three on that one.
We'll ask the car making a stop. Second down and long.
So three false starts on this drive definitely has affected their psyche on this thing for the Cubs. As we're just under 3 minutes to go in the first period right here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. It's the Anderson Cubs, Enterprise Hornets. 7-0 Hornets right now. It's a very evenly matched football game at the moment. Back to the original formation with two guys out wide to the left and two guys to the right. Man in motion, left to right. He has a fake handoff up the middle. Mason will hang on to it. He's looking downfield. And that is broken up incomplete. Keaton Voorhees on the coverage that time. For a moment there, we thought that Mason was going to hang on to that ball, but he stopped in his own tracks, thought he had a guy open, and he did. But Voorhees had his hand over his shoulder and broke up the play. So that's an incomplete pass, and that'll bring up a third and 13 for the Cubs. Okay, set to go. Great defensive ball game here tonight so far, and here comes Mason. He takes the snap. He hands it off to Kingston. Nope, might have been a fake. He hangs on to it, and he'll run it across, and he'll get up to about the 46-yard line, and here comes another penalty flag. Penalties will kill a ball team, and we've seen it on this drive right now. We'll see what the call is for sure here as soon as the referee gives us the signal. And here it comes. That's a face mask against the Hornets. So that'll put the ball just over midfield, about the 49.5-yard line. It'll be fourth and one for the Cubs. You might expect Kingston to get the ball up the middle on this play. Whoa. So that was an interesting play. An Enterprise had jumped off sides. Referees didn't call it. So when Mikey Mason grabbed the ball, he just dropped down to a knee, and a guy plowed right over him. And a penalty flag comes out. Late hit. So that's going to result in the official call, illegal helmet contact. So that's going to be a sizable gain, 15-yard penalty against the Hornets, and they'll march that ball down to the 39-yard line. Anderson now in their own territory with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left to play in the half.
First down, Cubs. Ball at the 39-yard line of Enterprise.
Mikey Mason on the call, takes it, hands it off to Kingston right up the middle, and he goes down immediately, and he'll lose a yard. He did not hand that off. It was a good fake. Mason hung on to it, and he was dropped immediately for a loss. Short loss, only a yard, but still it's a loss. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half, 1:40 exactly. Mason calls the play in the huddle. They break. They approach the ball right now, moving from their right to the left. Hooper wide to the left. Another receiver out to the right. Kingston and another in the backfield right now. Here comes the snap. They'll go to Kingston over to the left-hand side. He gets around one guy. He gets around two guys, and he's down to the 30, across the 30. Jumped over the guy, but the guy just barely got him by the ankles. Brought him down. Gets enough for the first down. I believe that's the call. Yeah, he gets down to the 27, and that will be a first down for the Cubs with 1:18 left to play in the first half. Threatening to strike at the 33-yard line.
Ladies and gentlemen, our halftime Anderson Sonic sponsored prizes for tonight's halftime game. We thank Anderson Sonic. It's two $20 gift cards.
Here we go. Handoff up the middle. Not much of a gain. Maybe 2 yards and another flag. Mason kept that ball and picked up two, but the flags are down. So the Anderson Cubs call a timeout. We'll take a timeout right along with them. We'll make it 60 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Red and Andrea Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Red and Andrea and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Red and Andrea Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, we're back at Anderson. Mason, back a pass. Got a guy over the middle. Incomplete. Down about the 6-yard line. Great coverage right there by Will Asnokar. It's a perfectly thrown pass, but great defense on that one. Only rolled off 4 seconds on the clock on that play, but Cubs with a good idea at that moment. Excellent defense by the Hornets. So it'll be 3rd and 6 for the Cubs. 1:06 left to play in the first half. Three guys, three receivers to the left-hand side, one far to the right. Here's the snap. It goes to Mason. He pitches it out to Kingston. Kingston's got a couple of guys beat. He's down to approximately the 14-yard line. And that will be enough for a first down for the Anderson Cubs. Moving the ball. It's down to the 14-yard line. Cubs would love to put some points on the board and tie it up right here with 55 seconds left to go in the half. Here comes the snap. Man in motion, left to right. Mason takes it, pitches it out to the right-hand side to number 11. He'll pick up 5 or 6. Not much. Austin Sturgis, the ball carrier. And the Anderson Cubs will call a timeout. We'll take a quick timeout with them. We'll go 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Turtle Bay's 9th annual fall plant sale is Saturday, September 26th. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, hard-to-find perennials, grasses, shrubs, trees, and more. On September 26th, Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount and 20% for non-members. Plus, free gardening advice will be available throughout the day. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All Okay, ready to go here with 37 seconds left to play in the first half. Enterprise 7, Anderson nothing. Anderson got the ball on the 14-yard line, threatening to score. Actually, I'm wrong about that. It's down at the 9-yard line, second down and 4. Mikey Mason leading the ball club here, and he'll take the snap. He'll pitch it out to Kingston to the left-hand side. He'll take it down to the 10. He just beat one guy. He's down to the 5, and he's over the 5, down to the 4-yard line. He tried to jump over the guy, but the guy didn't bite. Nice defense right there from Keelan Gibson. They're down across the 5 and down to the 4-yard line. Clock is still ticking right now. Referees seemed a little bit confused. They waved their hands, and the ball's not even placed yet. Clock has finally stopped. So, and it looks like they might take a measurement to see if they got a first down. They will take a measurement on this one. So, the chain gang is working their way out onto the field right now to see if it's a first down. We'll stay with them and let you know what happens. Give you a little bit of an update at the end of the first quarter. It's 7-0 Foothill over Lassen over there in Susanville. And the Cubs will get the first down. That's the mark, and that's the call with 13 seconds to go. They're inside the 10. They're inside the 5. I think they're right around the 4-yard line. They would really want to put the points on the board right now just to go into the locker room. So, Voorhees, tough on defense. Mason, impressive on offense. They got him all lined up. He's calling an audible right now, giving some instructions to some of his players. They're waiting on the officials to give him the whistle and say, let's play. They're adding more time to the clock based on what happened before they did the measurement. So they've added 7 seconds to the clock. It'll be 20 seconds to go. That works in Anderson's favor. And the crowd is going wild. They're cheering their Anderson Cubs on here. Mikey Mason looking to make something happen right now. Here comes the snap. He'll go to the right-hand side. He'll pitch it out to Kingston. Kingston down over the 5, and he's down across the goal line. Touchdown, Anderson Cubs. Grant Kingston just ran a nice move right there over the right-hand side. Made a couple of moves. Nobody had him, and he's over the goal line for 6 points. 12 seconds left to play in the first half. And now the Cubs have put some points on the board. They'll go for the extra point. And we'll try to tie it up just before they go into the locker room at halftime. There's a spot, the kick, it's up and it's good, and that ties the ball game with 12 seconds left in the first half, so we'll get another kickoff. Score's tied, 7-7 here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with a kickoff on AM 1460 KCNR.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, back here in Anderson. It's the Cubs and the Hornets tied at 7 with 12 seconds left to go in the first half. Grant Kingston with the touchdown. putting some points on the board for the Cubs to tie the ball game up. Keelan Gibson is back to receive. Three guys back to receive the kickoff. Number 2. Asnikar back there as well, and the Cubs ready to kick off, and the crowd heavy into the game. They are loving this. This is a great football game. Perfectly matched offense and defense, and here comes the approach, and there's the kick. Kind of a midway kick. That's picked up at the 15-yard line by number 3. He beat one guy, and he's dragged out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Keelan Gibson on the return. And that will not run out all the time on the board. We still have 6 seconds left, so Enterprise will have at least a play to go. So the Hornets have got their ball on the 33-yard line, their own 33. Long way to go. Only time for one play unless there's a defensive a penalty, or if there's a penalty on the play of any type, really. That'll stop the clock. So in the shotgun goes Voorhees, and the whistle blows, and Anderson calls a timeout with 6 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back at Anderson here with one more play to go, and Voorhees takes the snap. Hands it off right up the middle, and that will go to Austin Dorf across the 40 to the 41, and that will run out the clock for the first half. What a great football game. Evenly matched on both sides of the ball. Excellent work. Wait a minute. There might be a flag down on the play.
Sorry, there's 1 second.
And with it'll be a first down for Enterprise. And it looks like they're going to put like 1 second left on the board. Referees are sorting it out right now, having a little confab right there in the middle of the field. The band, someone struck up the band. Anderson High School band has always been a premier band. Foothills band is premier too. Shasta's band, they're all good. Nothing like a high school band. All right, this should be the final play of the half right now. Voorhees takes it, hands off to Ostendorf up the middle, and he stumbles over his own feet across the 45 and falls down at the 47, and that will be the end of the first half with the Anderson Cubs tied with the Enterprise Hornets. 7-7. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and recap the first half for you in just a moment on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Imagine winning a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday in September. Play the flat-screen frenzy swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. This isn't any ordinary TV. It's a smart TV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a 65-inch flat-screen smart TV, soundbar, and $100 gift card every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in September. Watch your favorite TV show, movie, or game on your very own 65-inch flat-screen with the sound and feel of a movie theater. Swipe to win. Swipe. Play to win. Play. Stay to win. Stay. Cash and free slot play up for grabs, too. Win cash. Flat-screen frenzy. Swipe to win Wednesdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. More fun. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here to Bob Reed Stadium at Anderson, where the Anderson Cubs have tied at the last couple of plays before the halftime against the Enterprise Hornets at 7-7. This has been a great football game. Very evenly matched on both offense and both defense. Both quarterbacks have resorted to the option play tonight. And sometimes it's worked, sometimes it's not. They're mixing it up quite well. But both defenses are right on it. And it's just, like I said, I can't say it enough. It's a very evenly matched football game. And we're looking forward to a great second half coming up for you. The halftime show is brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. They recognize that their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment that they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Quick update from around the North State. Midway through the second quarter, it's probably a halftime now. Foothill leads the Lassen Grizzlies 7-0. Latest report that we got on the Shasta West Valley game. Shasta leads that one 24-7. Waiting on an update on that right now. What's to say? Okay, so they just had all the cheerleaders come over and visit, and everybody is just all charged up. You can feel it's electric here at Anderson. There's like about just under or just over 8 minutes left before we come out for the second half. Penalties have been a big deal, especially on both sides of the ball. Really, Anderson had that one drive where they had three or four penalties on the same drive. Three of those calls were false starts. So, you know, they're going to hear about that. They're probably, you know, getting an earful from Coach Scott Edwards right now about that. And you can expect not to possibly have any of those false start calls in the second half, all right? Good football game. Happy to be here at Anderson tonight. Want to thank our friends at Muse Concrete. This portion of the halftime report brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in their community. They strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. The big story right now is the defense on both sides. Both defenses are keyed. And, you know, since they ran a lot of the option plays, both quarterbacks have been, they've shown up to this point that it's been working for them to keep the ball. So defense, they're keying on the quarterback right now. And, of course, everybody's got the guy who's in motion. And the pitch, all the pitches so far have not been for any sizable gains at all. So we'll see what they come out with in the second half. Not a lot of throwing the ball tonight. Both coaches had indicated that if they did well on the ground, that's what's going to be the decisive factor in this football game is running the ball. So we'll see what both of them come out with. Little antics going on here at Bob Reed Stadium. They're doing a contest in the middle of the field. There's young kids playing football in the end zone just like we used to do when we were in high school. It's a beautiful sight here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. And the second half is about 6 minutes away. We'll take a break and we'll come back and get ready for the second half kickoff on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. A bank that makes your small business a priority. A bank that understands how to help your business succeed with professionals available for you and growth strategies for your businesses. Bank of Commerce is that bank. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we partner with your business to work with you on a plan that supports your vision and goals. Reading Bank of Commerce, bank of choice. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Poe the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Reading Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We're back in Anderson from Bob Reed Stadium. Just a couple of minutes left in the halftime. They're playing some games out on the field right now. Wanted to thank our friends at Turtle Bay with animal experiences, exhibitions of all kinds, and something to learn around every corner. Turtle Bay Exploration Park inspires wonder, exploration, and appreciation of our world. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Name of the game tonight has been defense. Offense has been good, but defense is the name of the game, and that is something that I'll never forget that I learned from Anderson coach, baseball coach, back in 1980, Randy Palomino, who, you know, since then has gone to West Valley and retired. I can't say enough good things about what I learned from Coach Palomino. And I've taken a lot of those things with Coach Reed and Palomino and, you know, Aldridge and a lot of the guys that were here way back when. You know, it's things that serve you well, not only on the football field, but they serve you well in life. And when school's over and when you're, you know, making your career path, you know, a lot of us were, you know, really good football players in high school, but not a lot of guys go beyond high school. And, you know, this is the time to shine right now. Both teams back out on the field right now. Got about a minute to go before we get ready for the kickoff. And we will see if there's any change in strategy for the second half here. They ran a lot of option plays in the first half. Both sides of the field did. Voorhees did that, and he hung onto the ball a lot and ran it a lot and was successful with that. Mikey Mason did the same thing, and he was successful sometimes, but the Enterprise keyed on him other times and kept him held down pretty good. So it's a very evenly matched football game. 7-7 is the score as we get ready to start the second half here at AM 1460. KCNR, thank you so much for joining us for the program tonight. It's been a great game so far, and we're looking forward to even more great stuff in the second half. Our friends at Sierra Pacific Industries are very proud to sponsor North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com. That's Sierra Pacific. Community-minded, community-involved. They put a lot of money into our community, and they donate a lot to some very good causes. So we love our friends at Sierra Pacific Industry for bringing you the football game here. Halftime show brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Taking action to improve the well-being of others. There's a community responsibility on their part. They've been doing that since their inception in 1982. So Reading Bank of Commerce bringing you the halftime show here tonight. Bob Reed Stadium was dedicated on September 1st in the year 2000, 15 years ago, in a few weeks. He coached for 30 years. He was the North Section Coach of the Year three times, California State Coach of the Year twice, 13 Northern Athletic League championships, four North Section championships, and his overall varsity record was very impressive, 223, 94, and 4. And that's why this stadium is named after that coach and teacher and all-around good guy, still around, still involved in the community, and it's nice to run into him whenever we do. His philosophy, winning the difference is attitude. And that's so true right now. Okay, so just a couple of minutes to go. They've added some more time on the clock. We'll take a couple of minute break, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Redding Andrea Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Redding Andrea and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Redding Andrea Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, perfect timing right there. We're getting ready for the second half kickoff. Anderson will kick off to Enterprise. Anderson in the third quarter will be moving from their left to their right. Enterprise will be moving the ball from their right to their left. Enterprise is in position. Anderson's not quite out of the huddle yet or ready to go, but the clock is going up 13 seconds left, and they'll have to reset it. Back deep. Okay, still 24-7. Shasta over West Valley at the moment. Okay, back to receive the kickoff. Number 20, Will Aznakar. He stands at his own 5-yard line. There's the kick, and that will go to Aznakar. He'll pick it up on the bounce. He'll take it from the 5. He'll go to the left-hand side. He's over across the 10. He's up to the 15. He cuts back now. He's over the 20. He's out to the 25. He's up to the 30, 40. One guy to beat. He doesn't do it, and he takes it out at midfield where he's forced out of bounds. Good return for Aznakar. So, great start for the second half for the Enterprise Hornets. Great run back. 40-yard return on that one. Ball is exactly on the 50-yard line. And Keaton Voorhees will go to work for the Hornets. Ball on the left hash mark, close to us on this side. I'm on the home field side. There's a handoff right in the middle to Ostendorf. He picks up two or three, and then he's brought down. They'll mark it at the 47-yard line, 47-and-a-half, somewhere right around there. So a couple of yard gain on that one, and they will go back to work. Enterprise with two guys out wide to the right, two guys out to the left-hand side. Here comes the snap. Man in motion. That'll be Merkel. He moves from his left to the right, and there is a whistle, and a flag is down already. Get the call for you. That's a procedure call against the Hornets, and that'll back them up 5 yards. Probably something that both teams heard in the locker room at halftime or watched the penalties. And there's the first one as we get into the third quarter. Motion. That's Merkel from his left to his right. Snap goes to Voorhees. He's looking over the middle. He's got a guy. And that is complete. And he is hit down at the 30. He's still going, dragging two guys with him, down to the 25. Cody Abney with a nice reception. That was a big gain for the Hornets. That'll be a first down at about the 15. So Cody Abney getting into the mix. He was unheard of in the first half. Excellent reception, too. The kid's got a lot of speed. Here comes the snap. Voorhees sends Merkel in motion from his left to a right. He'll hand it off right up the middle. That'll go to number 25, and he's down across the line. Touchdown, Hornets. Max Ostendorf making it look easy, and they strike early in the second half. Max Ostendorf with a nice run. That'll make it 13-7 at the moment with the extra point coming up. That's a good run by Max. Okay, so they'll kick the extra point. Well, here comes the snap. There's the placement. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good. So with 10:32 left to play in the third period, it's Enterprise 14, Anderson 7. And we will be back in 60 seconds on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Just in time, kickoff there. Kingston takes it deep in his own area. Flag is on the play after he brings it out across the 35. Nice return from Kingston. We'll see what the call is. Penalties plaguing both teams here tonight. We'll get the call for you here in a second. Moses Matthews bringing Kingston down at the end of that play. And here comes the call. That's going to be a holding call against the Cubs, so that'll back them up. Ball's on the 24-yard line right now, and Anderson goes to work. Mikey Mason's got his formation set. Wide receiver out to the right, one guy in the slot. One receiver out to the left, and two guys in the backfield with him. Here comes the snap. Mason will take it. He'll fake the pass. He'll hang on to it. Now he'll cut back to the left side, and he is brought down with no gain. He lost a yard on that play. So the Cubs off to a slow start here in the third period. 10 minutes left to play.
Second down, 11.
Mason now ready to take the snap. Two guys in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Handoff goes right up the middle. It's a fake up the middle, and it's a pitch to the left-hand side to Kingston, and he's brought down for a 7-yard loss. We talked about that during the halftime show. They're keying on both the quarterback and the guy in motion. Last time, on that play right there, Kingston didn't have the ball even in his possession, and he had a Hornet all over him. So we'll keep it moving. Clock is ticking. Just about 9 minutes left to go in the third period. Great football game so far. Slow start for both. Okay, there is Mason. He's back to pass. He fades back. Now he rolls over to the right-hand side. He's got pressure on him, and he throws incomplete. Pass intended for Seth White, number two. Mason had lots of pressure on him on that one. He ended up taking a shot and going down on that, so that'll be fourth down for the Cubs, and they'll bring on the punting team. Kicking from his own five right now. Mason gets the kick off. Not a bad kick. It goes all the way across midfield and down to the 45 before it goes out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. They will mark it at about the 47-yard line in Enterprises territory. Well, Hornets will take over after scoring first in the second half. We've got 8:45 left to play in the third period. And Keaton Voorhees will go to work right now. He sends a couple of receivers out to the left. One wide out to the right. One guy in the slot. One man in the backfield. There's the motion man from the right to the left. And here comes the snap. Voorhees back to pass. He's looking all over the field. Deep pass down the middle. He's got a guy, and he's hit hard, and he hangs onto the ball. What a catch. Number 42, Joe Merkel, and he got hammered, and that might be an illegal hit. What great concentration for Merkel hanging on to that football right there. About a 30-yard pickup or close to it right now, and they'll march off a lot more on the penalty. Yep, they're marking it a little bit closer. That'll be a personal foul against the Cubs. And they'll take him down. The ball will be put on the 10-yard line. And Enterprise is now in the red zone and threatening to score again. The crowd is not happy with that call. All right. So, man in motion. Left to the right he goes. There's the whistle. Oh, a little errant football from a couple of kids that were playing in the end zone went onto the field. First and 10, Enterprise. Here we go. Voorhees takes the snap. He hands off to Ostendorf, who makes it look easy, and he'll go across the line for another score. Touchdown, Enterprise. Max Ostendorf, that's second for him tonight. 15-yard run and six more points for the Hornets. Update on the Shasta game. It is 30-7 over West Valley. Shasta leads West Valley 30-7 with 7:18 left to go in the third period. There's a kick. Extra point is up, and it's good. So with 8:14 left to play in the third period, Enterprise 21, Anderson Cubs 7, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR for the next kickoff. Stand by.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. As the winter comes on and children are stuck inside, let's make sure our firearms are stored safely in a locked cabinet or safe. Basic safety rules and a gun owner's ethical code demand this common sense approach to the safety of our friends and our family. To learn more about the responsible use of firearms, call NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's our right and our responsibility.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early, only 500 tickets available. Get your tickets right now at ReadingRodeo.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Just in time, there's the kick. That'll go to Austin Sturgis. He'll pick it up at his own 14. He's out across the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and ran out of bounds at the 42-yard line. A great return from Austin Sturgis for the Cubs, so they stay right evenly matched. Sturgis with a nice return right there. They'll mark it at the 43. Anderson moving from their left to their right right now. 21-7, Enterprise with 8:06 left to play in the third period. Mikey Mason. He's set to go. He's got a guy in motion left to right. Takes a snap, hangs on to it, runs off tackle. He gains two or three, and then he's brought down at about the 47-yard line. Mason keeping the ball that time. Ball marked at the 47. It'll be second and 7. All right, Mason set to take the snap right now. Tight back, wide receiver out to the left-hand side. They have a slot on the right. That's immediate handoff to Austin Sturgis again. He hangs on to it, jukes back to his left, and he takes it down very close to the 40-yard line. Might be at the 42 before he's ran out of bounds. Good pickup, and that's good enough for a first down for the Anderson Cubs. So now they are moving the ball quite well. Update from the Shasta West Valley game, 30-14 right now in favor of Shasta. Our Cubs break the huddle and bring it out, and they're all on the line. A wide receiver out to the far left. Two slot guys on the left-hand side of the line. That handoff will go to Kingston. And they do everything but rip his shirt off of him and throw him for a loss of about 12 yards. They're keying on Kingston that time. And they were right. Huge loss for the Cubs on that play. Ball's now at the 49-yard line. Cubs at their own 49 now. Second and long. Second and about 17 to go for the first down. So that's defense. Name of the game, defense. Okay, there's the snap. Mason pitches it out to the right-hand side to Kingston. Kingston does not make it to the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down, and he'll lose another yard on that play. Kingston, a little slow up and moving, limping a little bit. Got his work cut out for him now, down 21-7, 6:35 left to play in the third period. And Mikey Mason's going to have to go to work. Mason's got two receivers out to the left, two guys in the backfield with him, one guy out to the right. There's the snap. Mason back to pass. Nice drop. Throws it over to the right-hand side. Intercepted by Enterprise. Will Aznakar with an interception. And he returns it all the way down to the 42-yard line. And there is another flag on the play. On the return, Aznakar getting up a little slow. Let me correct that. Vic Perrine. A little slow moving coming up. So we'll check the penalty for you. It was on the return for sure. We'll get the call for you from the officials here in just a second. We'll let you know exactly what the deal is. Here it comes now. Illegal block in the back. That'll go against Enterprise, so that'll bring the ball way back. Great return. All for naught. They'll spot the ball at the 42-yard line now. That's where Enterprise will work from their right to their left. Be first and 10 with 5:58 to go in the first period. 21-7, Enterprise. A little substitution on the play right now. Enterprise getting ready to go. Keaton Voorhees calling some signals, giving some instructions to some of his players. They got two guys wide to the left, one guy wide to the right, one guy in the slot on the right-hand side, and one guy in the backfield, and here comes the snap. Motion man goes from his right to his left. Voorhees takes the snap, hands it off right up the middle. That was Austin Dorf, and he is met by a wall of blue. No gain, maybe even lost a yard on there. Austin Dorf hit hard by three or four Cubs as soon as he had the ball in his hand. 5:41, clock is ticking. All right, up on the ball, and Voorhees ready to go. Takes the snap, fakes it up the middle, passes it to number 42, Joey Merkel. Merkel takes it up close to midfield. He's across midfield at about the 49-yard line. It'll be close to the first down. We'll see if they measure for it or not. Based on the spot and looking at the chains, it doesn't look like a first down. They are going to measure. So we have time to take a 60-second break while they measure to see if it's a first down. And we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Start your week out right with football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Overtime Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until the end of halftime, plus dollar PBR drafts. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Plus weekly draws. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to winriver.com. Football is better at the river.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, we're back here at Anderson with the score 21-7 with 5:21 left to play. They made the measurement, and they were short by a yard. So it'll be third down and one for the Hornets. Ball at their 49-yard line of the Cubs. There's the snap. And quarterback hangs on to it, and he's going to be sacked for a loss. Back down to the 47-yard line. Tried to hand that ball off to Ostendorf, and it seemed like there was a little bit of confusion. He pulled it back, hung on to it, and took off running, but he had guys around his way, so he down for a loss about 3 or 4 yards on that play. It'll be fourth and three. Oh, quick count that draws the Cubs offsides. So that might get it right back to him and close again to the first down. We'll see what it is. And that'll be an encroachment call. It'll be a 5-yard penalty, and that will be good enough for Enterprise to have a first down in Anderson's territory about the 47, 48-yard line. 4:53 left to play. It's first and 10, Hornets. Voorhees takes the snap, fakes it up the middle, hangs onto the ball, and moves. He picks up close enough to another first down. Voorhees, nice run, and that is good enough for a first down. So Voorhees, with a quick fake, hung onto the ball, moved it right up the middle, plenty of room to run that time. And he saw it. So first and 10 at the 37. Now Voorhees sends a man in motion. There's the snap. He fakes the man in motion. He's back to pass. Deep throw downfield intended for number 42 of Joe Merkel, and that's incomplete. Well, incomplete pass right there, so it'll be second and 10. Ball at the 37. Enterprise is moving from their right to the left. Update on the Shasta West Valley game, 37-14. Shasta right now. Enterprise set to take the snap. Voorhees, busy man tonight. He tries the option play, hangs on to it, throws a quick pass over the middle. He's got Merkel right about the 20-yard line. Yep, that was Cody Abney. Sorry, he has made two big plays this half. Enough for another first down for the Hornets. That was a quick drop by Voorhees and a nice pass, perfectly placed. Abney's got some good hands. And they're right up on the ball again. They will fake it again, try to throw a pass, quarterback keeper, and he's got nowhere to go on the left-hand side. He may have gained one or two on that play. Voorhees brought down at about the 19. Clock's ticking with 3:45 left on the third period right now, and it's Enterprise ball, and they are down in the red inside the red zone. Voorhees talking to one of his halfbacks right there, giving him a last-minute instruction. Here comes the snap. Voorhees rolls out to the right-hand side. He's looking downfield. He's looking into the end zone, and that ball is intercepted by the Anderson Cubs. Inside the end zone.
Intercepted in the end zone by Tyson Wilford.
Tyson Wilford with the interception at the goal line, and they'll bring it out to the 20, and it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. So, tough break there. They could feel it. They could smell it. They could taste the score, and they threw it. Great coverage, interception. And now the Cubs will go to work from their left to their right. Ball on the 20. Same standard formation, two guys in the backfield, and one wide out to the right, one wide out to the left. Man in motion from the left to his right. Snap goes, and the handoff goes to Kingston. Kingston is across the 30 and to the 40 before he's finally brought down. Tackle made by Jordan McKenzie, but another first down for the Cubs, and the ball is right about the 39-yard line. So Kingston with a nice run. Anderson up on the ball. Mikey Mason's got Kingston lined up right directly behind him. Same formation. He fakes it to Kingston, hangs on to it, and barely makes it back up to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Mason hung on to that one. A wall of Hornets right in the middle. They got a dude on their defensive line, Casey Norrington, who is 6'3". 322 pounds. He made that stop right there. That's like a brick wall you're running into. Well, they flare guys out to the right and the left. Same formation. Kingston in the backfield with Mikey Mason, but he's to his side. He fakes it to Kingston, hangs on to it. Mason gets nowhere, barely makes it up to the 40, the original line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Cubs will be facing a third down and 9, ball right at the 40. You would expect a pass in a situation like this, and there's the snap. Mason fakes it over to the right, passes it out to the right-hand side. He's got a guy complete. Quick play, number 28 with a reception. That is Ryan Heisel. Ryan Heisel brought out of bounds. Before they get to 50, we'll see where the spot is. They're going to mark it at about the 47. They'll mark it at the 47. It'll be fourth down and a short 3. And the Cubs are going to go for it right now. Mason, here he takes the snap. trying to draw the other team offside. Enterprise doesn't bite. And they'll try something a little bit different. Mason will take the snap, and he will get up across the 50, and that will be good enough for a first down. First down, Cubs at midfield. Mason tried a quick count, an alternate count, to try to draw the Hornets offside. The Hornets were onto him, didn't bite at all. And then Mason just kept it and ran it up right about the 50-yard line. 49 and a half is where the ball's marked. 1:21 left to play in the third period. Enterprise leads 21-7. Anderson set to go. Same formation. Two guys to the right, two guys to the left. Kingston in the backfield. It's a quick fake. He's looking long. Downfield, he's got a guy. He overthrows him. 22, Tyson Hooper had his guy beat. But the ball was about 2 yards past him. Good idea, Tyson Hooper. If that ball was catchable, that could have been another 6 points for the Cubs. It was a good play. It was a good idea. Just a little bit overthrown on that one. Cubs up on the wall right now. Mike Mason with 105 left to play in the third period. No change in formation right there, and he will fake it to Kingston up the middle. Hands pitches it to the right-hand side. Austin Sturgis. Sturgis hit for a loss of about 3 yards. So the option not quite working in the second half like it was in the first half. Third and about 15 for the Cubs as they approach the line right now. Ball's at out the 46-yard line. Their own 46. They got a long way to go to pick up a first down right now. And time is running out in the third period. 23 seconds left to go. Snap goes to Mason. Mason, and there's some confusion, and there's a flag down. Clock will stop with 17 seconds to go in the third period. Here comes the call for you right now. That's going to be an offside call. That'll go against the Hornets. So that'll move Anderson 5 yards closer to their destination. It'll be about third and 9 to go for a first down. Mason calls the play. They break the huddle. They're up on the line. 5 seconds. The clock is ticking. They need to get the ball off or it's going to run out. And it runs out. Time running out in the third period. Score at the end of the third, 21, Enterprise, Anderson, 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the final quarter here from Bob Reed Stadium on 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing. Cash management services. Space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-476-8044 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-476-8044. That's 800-476-8044.
Okay, back here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson, where the score is 21-7 in favor of the Enterprise Hornets. The beginning of the fourth period, 11:41 left to play. Enterprise has the ball. They're moving it from the left to the right. All right, ready to go right now. Voorhees set to go. Moving the Enterprise Hornets from left to the right. He hands off over to the left-hand side. That goes to Ostendorf. He picks up like maybe two or three, and then he's brought down at about the 25.
Ostendorf.
And another flag on the play. That'll be a holding call against the Hornets. So that'll march the Hornets back down to right about the 10-yard line. So they got a long way to go. It'll be first and 20 for the Hornets. Voorhees going to work for the Hornets. They're moving left to right. There's the snap. He fakes it to Ostendorf, hangs on to it. He jukes back to the right, the left. You pick up about 5-6 yards on that play, and Voorhees is brought down just over the 15-yard line. Austin Sergis on the tackle on that play, and it's still second and 13 for the Hornets. Enterprise got them all spread way out. Three guys spread to the right, one guy far out to the left, one guy in the backfield, though. Voorhees getting ready to take the snap right now. There it is. It's a quick pass right over the middle, and he thought he had a guy. It's intercepted by Anderson, and he's back down to the 10, 5, and that will be a touchdown, Anderson. Tyson Hooper with the interception, and 6 points for the Anderson Cubs. The crowd loved that one. That was great. Tyson's fast. He's got some moves. Nobody could touch him. So Anderson refused to give up. 13 now on the board. 21-13. Extra point. They're setting it up right now. So here we go. Extra point. There's a snap. They've got the place. The kick is up, and it is good. And with 10:40 left to play in the game, it's Enterprise 21, Anderson 14. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We'll ask the car.
We're back in Anderson, high school football. Anderson Cubs getting ready to kick off to the Hornets. Ty Maddox is back deep. And that will go right to it. He'll take it at about the 9-yard line, and he will work to his left-hand side. He's crossed the 10. He's up to the 20. Now he's getting close to the 30, and he's finally brought down right about the 30-yard line on the Enterprise side. Ran out of bounds. What a 20-yard pickup or a 20-yard return there for Ty Maddox. Nice job. Enterprise now with a first and 10, and they are ready to go. They're going from your left to your right for the final quarter. 10:31 left to play. And it's still a pretty close game here. It's a one-score difference. Both teams very evenly matched here tonight. And Voorhees set to take the snap. He's got a guy in motion. He fakes it to him. No, he hands it off to him over on the left-hand side. And he is brought down for a loss. No, he's not down. He's still on his feet. He's juking. Now here comes the rest of the Cubs to plow him down at about the 23-yard line. Loss of about 3 on that one. Joe Merkel, he tried everything. I think it's second down and about 14. Ball at the 24. Just under 10 minutes left to play in the final period. Close game, 21-14. Enterprise. Enterprise has the ball, and Voorhees got the three receivers out to his right hand side. One. They're all three on the right. And he'll hand it off to Ostendorf around the left hand side, and he goes nowhere. Ran out of bounds over there. May have picked up one or two on the play. Yep, just a 2-yard gain. It'll be 3rd and 13 for the Hornets. Keaton Voorhees keeping his team moving right now. Set to take the snap. No change of formation. He's going to fade back to pass. He drops back. He cuts back inside. He's now out of the pocket. And he's running to the left-hand side. Nobody is open. He's going to hang on to the ball. He's going to keep and drag a Hornet or drag a Cub down to the 40-yard line, and that should be enough for a first down. Nice gain. Yep, that is good enough for a first down. Nice run by Voorhees. So, ball at the 40-yard line. Voorhees takes the snap, fakes it, hangs on to it. He tries to run it up to the middle, and there's nowhere to go. Cubs are on him. No gain for Voorhees. He faked that to Ostendorf right up the middle, and sometimes that has worked, sometimes it has not worked. That time it did not. No gain. Second and 10 now with 8:55 on the clock. Voorhees takes the snap, hands it off over to the left-hand side. That'll go to Will Aznakar. He takes it up close to the first down, maybe a yard short. Aznakar having a busy night here tonight. He's very close to midfield at the 50. The first down mark is at the 50, so they're going to be a yard short. Third one to go for the Hornets right now as Voorhees gets his team all set up on the line. They're ready to go. Anderson right up on the line right there with him. And here's the snap. That goes right up the middle to Ostendorf, and that's good enough for a first down. All right, they move the chains, and Enterprise picks up a first down with 8:12 left to play. Ball is going to be at the 47. Voorhees calling the signals right now. Three receivers to the right, two out to the left. Nobody in the backfield with him. Man in motion from the left to the right. There's the snap. He fakes it to the motion guy. He's looking downfield for a pass. He's got no time. He has to juke out of the way right now. Now he's going to try to throw it again. He'll hang on to it again. And he'll run the ball, and he'll take it down to the 40, just out of bounds, just right around the 40-yard line. Good pickup by Voorhees. Second 5 now for the Hornets. And they are now into the Cub territory. And Voorhees has been quite successful with hanging on to the ball tonight and doing it himself. He fakes it that time. He'll hang on to it again, and he'll run over to the left-hand side, and he's brought down after about a one-yard gain. There's a flag on the play. Get the call for you here in just 1 second. Let you know what it is. There's this. It's going to be a procedure call going against Enterprise, so they'll move it back. Ball's going to be at the 48-yard line right now. The crowd's still very much in this game. It's only a one-score differential, 21-14 right now, 7.5 minutes to go. Okay, so they blow the whistle on that, and that's going to be a timeout Enterprise. We'll take a 60-second timeout as well and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
21-13. Okay, we're back here in Anderson with 7:05 left to go. It's 21-13, favor of Foothill, 8 minutes left in the third. Joe Merkel. I don't even know how to describe that play. He ran all the way to the left-hand side, turned around, came all the way back, ran about 40 yards, and only picked up about one. Got it.
8 minutes to go in the third.
Thank you. Got an update for you on the Foothill and Lassen game. Foothill leads 21-13 with 8 minutes left to go in the third period. And Voorhees going to work, takes the snap. He drops right back to pass. He's looking downfield. Now he kicks it over to the left to Joe Merkel. Merkel makes the catch. He's down to the 40-yard line and very close to the 35 and lands hard on the ground. And that's going to be a first down Enterprise. Ball at the 35, first and 10 for the Hornets. Voorhees takes the snap, hands it off to Ostendorf on the right-hand side, and he goes nowhere. Cubs bring him down with no gain.
Ostendorf brought down in the backfield. Go to Payne getting in there for the Cubs. Loss of two on the play, bring up second down and 12.
Voorhees got them all on the line, and he draws the Cubs off sides. And that'll be another 5 yards down the field. Penalty flags. They've been a curse on both sides of the ball here tonight. So they'll march it right down to about the 32-yard line. It'll still be second down for the Hornets. Or he's getting some instructions from his coach on the sideline, and they're set up. Line is now set to take the snap. Nobody in the backfield with Voorhees. He's looking to run it or throw it, and he'll hang on to it this time. He takes it down to the 30, down to the 20, and he's finally brought down at about the 16, 17-yard line of the Cubs. Good run by Voorhees. So within striking distance, Enterprise first down. Here we go. There's the snap. I'll hand it off to the left-hand side for a little bit of a gain right there. Anderson's going to take a timeout right there. They picked up about 6 yards on the play right there. So we'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be back in a moment at AM 1460 KCNR.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Reading Andrea Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Reading Andrea and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Reading Andrea Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back at Anderson for Enterprise, and Anderson scores 21-14, 4:15 left to play in the ball game. Enterprise threatening to strike one more time. It's going to be about a second and 4. Ball at the 11. We're ready to go, and Voorhees, who's been pretty successful tonight hanging on to the ball, but he's got a guy in the backfield with him here this time. He'll fake it to one, hand it off to number 25, Max Ostendorf. Ostendorf picks up a couple. Short pickup right there, not enough for the first down, so we'll be looking at a third down and about 2. Clock's ticking, 3:47 left to play in the contest here from Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. Enterprise 21, Anderson 14. Enterprise close to putting more points on the board right now, and here comes the snap. Voorhees will take it. And he'll hand it to Ostendorf over on the left-hand side, and he'll pick up one or maybe two. And that's going to bring up third down and one. Third down. Make that fourth down and one. And a timeout called by the Anderson Cubs. So they got a little strategy session going on right now. We'll take a 30-second timeout ourselves and be right back in a moment at AM 1460 KCNR.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Still under timeout right now, but we're back here at Anderson with the score 21-14, 3:12 left to play in the game. And this is usually about the time that Keaton Voorhees makes something spectacular happen. He has made the right call at the right time tonight with hanging on to the ball. It hasn't been overly outrageously successful for him, but it is working. So Enterprise lined up on the ball. Everybody's tied up on the line. Two guys out to the left. Voorhees is up over center for only the second time tonight, trying to draw the Cubs off sides. Nobody's going for it. And Enterprise now calls a timeout. So that didn't work. So we'll take a quick break as well, 30 seconds, and we'll be back in a moment at AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy at Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As you know, NFI has been committed to personal protection since 2007. For a limited time, all Shasta County residents will receive a free gun rental and ammunition to complete their CCW training. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Anderson as this game is winding down. 3 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the final period here at Bob Reed Stadium. Enterprise driving down close to their own end zone. They're close. They would really like to put some points on the board right now and kind of lock this thing up. The moment, it's a one possession game here for the Cubs. If they can hold them on defense, we'll see what we got. And for the third time only tonight, Voorhees up over center, takes the snap, hands over to Ostendorf. He's over to the right-hand side. He'll pick up one. And that should be enough for the first down. We'll see where the spot is. Okay, that is first down, Hornets. Ball now on the 6-yard line. Just under 3 minutes left to play. Over center he goes, right up the middle to Ostendorf. Ostendorf hit hard right as he got the ball. He may have picked up one. He took a shot the minute he got the ball. So the clock has stopped at 2:44. Cubs have called another timeout. And we'll just stay here with us during this timeout. I want to thank our friends Red and Kia for bringing you the keys to the game for the pregame show, and also Tri-Counties Bank for providing service with solutions. Visit tricountiesbank.com to see how they can make things happen for you. Member FDIC. Also our friends at Sierra Pacific. Sierra Pacific Industries, very proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com. Also, Wind River Casino. We look forward to welcoming you to Wind River Casino, a resort and casino where they treat their guests like family. Their resort in Northern California has been created with a young heart in mind. Enjoy friendly service from our friends at Wind River Casino, Muse Concrete, also Reading Bank of Commerce. Thank you all for being part of the broadcast. It's been a great football game tonight, and it's still not over. Crazier things have happened in less amount of time. Ball on the 6-yard line. Second down for the Hornets. Ostendorf gets the call. He pushes hard. He's across the line. Touchdown, Enterprise. Ostendorf, that's at least three that I remember already from tonight. Ostendorf having a great game. So that'll rack up some more points with 2:39 left to play. Currently 27-14 as we get set for the extra point. We'll go for the extra point kick. Here comes the snap right now. There's the snap. It's placed. It's down. It's up. And it is good. So Enterprise strikes again with 2:39 left to play. 28-14 is the current score right now, and we'll take a 60-second break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, back here at Anderson with 2:38 left to play. There's the kickoff right there. It was a squib kick, and the Cubs fall on it. And that's where they will start at right about the 30-yard line. 29 is where the spot will be. It'll be first down for Anderson. All right. We'll see what Mikey Mason's got left here. There are two guys wide out to the left, one guy to the right, two guys in the backfield with him. Mikey will take the snap. He'll fade back the pass, looking right over the middle to a guy. He's got nobody available. He's got to scramble over to the right-hand side. He hangs onto it, and he slips and falls in the grass at the 30-yard line. That's the second time that's happened for Mike Mason tonight. It's really slippery out there. Picked up a yard, not much. And he will try it again. As here we go, and here comes the snap right there. He looks over the middle, quick pass over the middle. He jukes to the right-hand side. He has nobody available. He throws it out to the right-hand side. He's got a guy. That's a complete pass, and he's down across the 40. Down to the 34-yard line. Grant Kingston with a reception and a nice run. Cubs now on the hurry-up offense. All they're doing right now is waiting on the chain gang to move the chains for the first down marker. There's a whistle, and this one's ready to go. Clock is moving. 1:54. Some sort of a dead ball deal there. That was a bad snap. Don't really know what happened. So that'll stop the clock, and it'll give Anderson an opportunity to go into the huddle and call one or a couple of plays. A lot of times when they do this, they will call like two or three plays in one huddle, and then they'll come out in the hurry up, and they'll keep it moving that way. And Mikey Mason's got them all lined up. Here comes the snap right now. Mikey Mason takes it. He's looking to pass. He fakes a pass to the left-hand side. Now he rolls out to the right-hand side right about the 40. He's going to hang on to it and run. He's down to the 30. And he's down to the 25, and he goes out of bounds with 1:42 left on the clock. Cubs on the 26-yard line. 1:42 left to play. Mikey Mason had a busy night tonight. There's the snap. He's looking to pass again. He flips over to the left-hand side. Nowhere to go. And he flares out to the left-hand side. He's got a guy, and that's Hooper again, who catches it just inside the 20, and he's hit and lifted. Tyson Hooper has had a couple of spectacular plays and catches here tonight. That one not bad in its own right. Mason now up over center. And there's some confusion going on. There's a timeout on the play. Enterprise takes a timeout. We'll take 30 and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
And we're back here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson as this game winding down with 1:30 left to play. Score 28 for Enterprise, 14 for the Cubs. A long time out that time, and the Cubs are back into play. Enterprise is up on defense, ready to go. Cubs are, the ball is at about the 18-yard line, or make it the 19-yard line. Mikey Mason now back in the traditional shotgun. He looks to pass right away, right over the middle, and he's going to try to hang on to it, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for the Cubs that time. And the clock continues to tick. Mikey Mason's set to take the snap. He's looking to pass again here. He has a quick out to the left-hand side. He's got Hooper. Hooper, a complete pass inside the 10-yard line. Hooper catches it, went out of bounds to stop the clock with 1:02 left to play. So it'll be first and 10 at the 8. Cubs looking to put some points on the board here. Before this game is over, it's been a great football game. 28-14, it's been a really good football game. And both quarterbacks have done a great job. There's Mikey Mason. He fades right back to pass. He looks over the middle. Had a guy. Missed the guy in the end zone. Mason's pass incomplete. Tough shot. And we've got an Enterprise Hornet down on the play. Slow moving. And he's up. Little shaken up, but he's up and moving. These Enterprise Hornets are tough. They train them well. The Cubs are tough. I 58 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter and the game here at Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. Enterprise leads 28-14 over the Cubs. They break the huddle. They send two guys out to the right, two guys out to the left. Kingston in the backfield with Mikey Mason. He'll take the snap, and he looks immediately over the middle, and he's got a guy. And that is a touchdown, Anderson. Quick pass right over the middle. Put it right where it's supposed to be. Austin Sturgis with the score. Well, that makes it 28-20 with 53 seconds left to play. You can imagine you might see an onside kick coming up. Set to go for the extra point. There's the placement. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good, and that'll make it 21-28. One score difference for the Cubs. Will we see an onside kick? We'll find out in a moment. We'll take 60 seconds and we'll be right back here at AM 1460 KCNR from Anderson.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My sleep number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My sleep number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the vitamin shop.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Anderson as the kickoff is ready to go with 53 seconds left to play. And these are the reasons right here why you practice the onside kick the week of. Anderson's got a plan for the onside kick. You can almost feel it coming up. Enterprise has only four guys up on the line right at midfield. And there's the approach, and there's the kick. It's a tough, big scribbler. Enterprise gets it, falls on it. And that'll be a dead ball at about the 44-yard line. And Enterprise will take over with 53 seconds left to go. Got an update on the Foothill game, 27-13 Foothill right now in the fourth quarter. Okay, so a little bit of a break in the action here right now. Not quite sure why. They're running some time down off the clock. The clock's still ticking. Voorhees took a knee on the play, so that's what that's all about, just running the clock down. 28-21 is the score right now as we're winding this thing down. Voorhees will most likely run it down and then take another knee, and this football game will be over. And he does. Takes a knee with 18 seconds left to play. Ten seconds left on the game clock, and there will be no more play, and this football game is over. From Anderson, Bob Reed Stadium, a great football game. Hornets win 28-21. The game is over. We'll take a very quick break, and then we'll come back just to recap the game, and then we'll wrap it up from Anderson here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Start your week outright with football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Overtime Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until the end of halftime, plus dollar PBR drafts. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Plus weekly draws. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to winriver.com. Football is better at the river.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We're back for the final time here. Bob Reed Stadium in Anderson. Final score, 28 for Enterprise, 21 for the Anderson Cubs. It's a great football game the whole way through. It started off great. Both offenses, both defenses, they knew what they're keying off of. They watched the quarterbacks, and they ran a lot of option stuff. In both halves, they ran the option, and it worked sometimes. Other times, it wasn't very successful. Had some great passing plays. It was a really good football game. The crowd was spirited. It was a good time. So we're looking forward to the next game. And we welcome you back here on AM 1460 KCNR next week. So for Anderson Cubs and Coach Scott Edwards, I'm Gary Moore saying thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast tonight. And we'll be back next week for high school football on KCNR. Good night.
A problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. You know he's not even American. Said Donald Trump in response to that, we're going to be looking at a lot of different things.
Dodging it, of course.
When another man stood up to applaud the gentleman who stood and said Obama is a Muslim born abroad, Trump responded with, right. Hillary Clinton tweeted that Trump's reaction to the question was disturbing. The DNC had a much longer statement and said Trump, who pledges to make America great again, is an abysmal negative for America.
And none of that will stop him.
He says, still, the RNC's, this is the statement from the Democratic National Convention, the RNC chair believes Trump is a net positive for the party. The fact is that Trump and his fellow Republican candidates who continue to spew hatred and divide us are an abysmal negative for America. They should be ashamed, and all Republican presidential candidates must denounce Trump's comments immediately or will be tacitly agreeing with him.
And you watch this blow over by Monday, you'll forget it ever happened.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Tom Brady's endorsing Donald Trump.
There you go. See what I mean? Brady was a little give me a yang, give me a yang, boom, story's over. There you go. How about that? Yeah, everyone says Trump's on the way out because he didn't address the Obama is a Muslim. Right. Okay, so he didn't address him, but now he moves right from, Buzz goes right from that to Tom Brady says he's A-okay. America's sweetheart says he's A-okay. So there you go. That's how Trump wins. End of story. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, what will he do? Will he visit the White House, Google, or Facebook offices? This week started pretty terribly for Texas high school student Ahmed Mohammed. On Monday, he brought a clock to school, one he made on his own. Police arrested him for what they initially and falsely said was a bomb hoax. But by midweek, it was the complete opposite. His face and name were splashed across traditional and social media. Thousands of messages of encouragement poured in with Facebook. President Obama is inviting him to the White House. Twitter offered him internships. And there's more. Google executives said they were reserving him a spot at their science fair. And MIT asked him to visit the campus.
Wow.
But first, his family says he plans to transfer to another high school.
Because he's too popular. This is the kid who brought a clock to school. He's 14, and they thought it was a bomb because, once again, he's Muslim.
I got arrested for a hoax bomb. My hobby is to invent stuff. I made a clock. It was a digital clock, and the digital display had four number lines on it. It was in a box you could get at Target for, like, $5, $10. And I showed my teacher, and it got to the point where I was arrested. An officer and the principal came and took me up, and they took me to a room filled with five officers, which they interrogated me and searched through my stuff and took my tablet and my invention. And they were telling me it's a suitcase, briefcase, it was like a movie bomb, which is what they were charging me of. Then later that day, I was taken to a juvenile center detention center where they searched me, they took a fingerprint and mugshots of me. I never said anything about I have a bomb, never. It made me feel like I wasn't human. It made me feel like a criminal.
God bless America, where a 14-year-old man can walk into a Texas school with a clock that he made for his classmates and be arrested and handcuffed because they thought it was a bomb. The parents, by the way, say, hey, listen, they're cool with it. I saw them on the Today Show. They seem nice. And the largest Muslim group said they do not fault school officials or police for arresting him and handcuffing him. They do not fault them. The leader of the Islamic Association of North Texas said, under the current climate that exists in this country, you can't really blame them when they see something like that. It's what we said when we first heard it. You can't. You don't know what's good. You, nobody knows what's going to happen. And I said, I wonder if the kid said anything about a bomb. And he didn't. Certainly he didn't. And look what he's got out of it. He's got a job with. He's going to Mark Zuckerberg's house. He's going to hang out with the president. He's got a job at Twitter. And he's got his own room at MIT.
a shrewd move.
A shrewd business guy right there. I like the whole sound of it. I walk in. Hey, I got this cool clock. You want to see it? Yeah, you're under arrest. Welcome to America. 844-4JB-SHOW, 844-4JB-SHOW, direct line to a good time. And email is brandmeiershow@gmail.com. When I read the story about Kenny Loggins being broke, I think there might be something to that. Stand by.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Daffy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Daffy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RuddingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Our show on Westwood One.
Want to talk to JV? Call toll-free.
844-4JV-SHOW.
Put me on with Fran Meyer.
844-4JB-SHOW.
Why wait? Call Johnny V now.
Yeah, he's an actor, does not speak Spanish when he's talking about me, and I like that. Only with Buzz, and I'm going to, I think Buzz has some racial profiling or something going on that you can be able to sue Hector for that, because I don't think it's right. Let's go back to that Trump story for a second about the him not disputing a questioner who said, hey, isn't our president Muslim? I'll get the quote in a second here.
He's a birther, Trump.
Yeah. What's a birther again? That means you're what?
They don't believe he was born here.
No, okay, well, here's what I would say if I'm Donald Trump on the stumping grounds. I'd say, guess what? Doesn't matter. He's gone in a while, and I'll be the new president. Don't worry about it. Honestly, just go forward. I don't care what Obama did or didn't do. I want to know what you, the presidential candidate, are going to do. That's what I want to know. Don't worry about Obama, okay? But the guy, I guess, said we have a problem in this country. Let's hear it, because I wanted to hear the tone of it. We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. And then when can we get rid of them? And let's just hear how it went down. This is Trump in New Hampshire yesterday.
We're going to have some fun now, because instead of making a speech, which I've been doing over and over and over, I want to take questions. Don't we like that, right? Okay, this man, I like this guy.
Donald Trump has become Carol Burnett. Taking questions from the audience. That's fantastic. Here we go.
He does a great Tarzan, too.
Do Tarzan! Donald, can you do Tarzan?
We're going to have some fun now, because instead of making a speech, which I've been doing over and over and over, I want to take questions. Don't we like that, right? Okay, this man, I like this guy.
I walk on White Plains. Amen. Okay.
We
have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Right.
You know he's not.
Right.
I stopped right there just to hear that again. Right. I wanted to hear that. So that is a part that has to be. So this is when he goes, we know what. And by the way, could you hear that guy in the audience of 3,000 there in New Hampshire yesterday with Trump? Could you hear that he was troubled from the get-go?
Yeah. I'll tell you.
You could hear him the way he walked up. But the right, after he asked that sentence, the right, that's what they're concerned about. That's what I'm going to play the rest of it. But isn't that what you just said? Hillary Clinton and
yes.
The rest are going, hey, wait a minute.
It's very disturbing to them.
Very disturbing. Okay, let's go back to it again. Carol Burnett, a.k.a. Donald Trump.
Which I've been doing over and over and over. I want to take questions. Don't we like that, right?
But listen how this guy rolls up to the mic.
Okay, this man, I like this guy.
I'm from White Plains.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Okay.
Hey, man, I'm from White Plains.
Yeah. You see what I mean? He's not like, he thinks he's at a Molly Hatchet show.
Hey, man.
Well, you know, he might look around the audience and still think he's at a Molly Hatchet show.
Yeah, I got to see the audience. I got to see the video on this to see what these people look like in that crowd. Anyway, so the dude from White Plains gets up.
Problem in this country, it's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate
this
man. First but anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of
them? We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things.
I always love this. Nice. On the crazy train.
So the Democrats just want Donald to step up and defend Barack Obama's birthplace.
Yeah,
and he's not about to do that.
Exactly. You don't even just go, right, okay, just go, okay. Maybe the word right is what bothers them, right, because, oh, yeah, you're correct in saying that the president is a Muslim. But so what? It's over. It's done. Just go, you can go, okay, yeah, you know, that's not my, you know, Trump's good at that off the cuff. So you think he would have just said, yeah. What? I think he was shocked by this guy because usually they're, oh, Donald, we love you. What can you do for us? Right? I think that's it. All he had to do was just go,
I'm from White Plains, the president's a Muslim.
Okay, if that's what you say, but go, let's move, who doesn't matter, let's move on or something.
So, but he wants it to sit there. He wants that guy to believe that Obama's a Muslim.
But
he wants that. That's going to help him get elected.
It doesn't help his needs?
It does. It does.
Why doesn't it help
him? I mean, if the more people that believe Barack Obama is a Muslim and wasn't born in America, the more they'll vote against him.
But he's not running.
Oh, right. You're absolutely
right.
See
what I'm saying? You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
If you said Jeb Bush was a Muslim.
Right.
If you said Carly Fiorina was a Muslim, then I would get it. It's a waste of time to even talk about Obama. Talk about Hillary. If you said Hillary, there you go.
And Trump doesn't talk about Obama.
No.
He didn't talk about Obama there.
He's smart. You're wasting your time. It doesn't make a bit of sense. Yes, we know in the debate they did this, they did that, they did this. But it doesn't matter if President Obama's a Muslim. It doesn't matter what he is.
Doesn't matter.
Who cares? Just move on. Get to the big stuff. Tell me what you're doing for me, the American man, on that crazy train. Donald Trump haters on Twitter say they will flee the country if he becomes president. Researchers scoured 4.5 million recent Trump-related tweets and found that 4% of them were saying they're going to leave the country if Trump wins the White House.
That's more room for the Somalians.
Here are the top destinations that these 200,000 Twitter people intend to move to. Mexico? I guarantee you that is a lie. These are taken from the tweets of the Donald Trump haters on Twitter. A research group wanted to figure out what these people are talking about Donald Trump, so they hired this team, and then they wanted to see where they're going to move to. Here are the top destinations. Mexico, not a chance. Canada. Oh, I'd go to Canada in a minute.
Yeah.
United Kingdom in a minute. Australia, right now, I'd leave this minute to Australia. Yeah. Alaska? Wait a minute. Listen to this. These are on the list. Alaska, France, and Hawaii. Yeah, Hader, if I go to Hawaii and Alaska, will Donald Trump still be in charge of me? Yeah. Because that's in the United States, Nimnuts. So Trump would still be their president. I like to see the guys who tweeted that. I'll tell you right now, if Trump becomes the president, I'm moving to Alaska.
Yeah.
They'll never get me there. Oh, man. I keep thinking there's going to be a day where it just ends and it doesn't end. Now, when he was taking questions from the audience, did he do the Tarzan yell? Because speaking of the Tarzan yell... Carol Burnett, this is the weirdest 6 degrees of tie-in this day up. Carol Burnett was on with Stephen Colbert, plugging a new release of a new DVD of some lost Carol Burnett shows, and she was taking questions from the audience, and of course, what do they ask?
Could you do your Tarzan yell?
Well, I'd be happy to.
Excuse me, but that's my Tarzan yell.
Your Tarzan yell?
Yes, uh-huh.
I bet that's news to Tarzan.
Are you ready?
There it is.
Well, I guess it is yours, Carol. I apologize.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Now, when she came, when the camera came back to show, there's Stephen Colbert on Stephen Colbert Show on CBS, weeknights on CBS, and that show, he's doing well. It's a very nice show. And so Carol Burnett does the Tarzan yell, and then the camera shows the real the guy dressed as Tarzan in the back of the crowd. Yeah, no, he's dead. A guy dressed as Tarzan in the back of the audience, and he's shaking his head. He points his finger to Carol Burnett like, good job. The real, the Tarzan dress, like, it was pretty funny. But I still don't understand why she's always been asked to do the Tarzan, because she did that on, what, every show?
No, she only did it occasionally, but quite honestly, and I love Carol Burnett, that's a weak Tarzan. I mean, she's elderly now, and she hasn't got the oomph that she once did. That yell used to just be, I mean, it was monstrous. It was a force of nature.
That was Carol doing it on Colbert. Let's see if this one's better, doing it with this show.
Would you please do your Tarzan yell?
Oh, this is Carol Burnett while she's on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Would you please do your Tarzan yell?
Yes, I will. I was asked to do that on the radio by that crazy person. What's his name? Johnny?
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Yeah, he called me.
Did he call you this morning, too?
You know what he did? He said, it's Johnny from the Oprah Show. So,
Johnny.
That's what he said. And so I could, and he said, well, hi, good morning, this is your wake-up call. And I didn't know who he was. Anyway, he asked me to do the Tarzan yell, and I explained I was in the hotel room. It was about 7:30 in the morning. So now I'll do it. Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and it was, in her prime, it was better than that, and that was good.
That was good. There's Oprah talking to her. I remember calling Carol and like, what are you talking about? Hey, Carol, we wake her up. Hey, can you do the Tarzan yell right now? What an arrogant little punk. All right, so where's the problem? Do you have the isolated part where it just goes right in the with the Muslim party last night in New Hampshire? Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think because of the Trump situation last night, do you think he will ever go back to letting the audience ask him questions again?
Yes.
I don't.
That's the arrogance of Donald Trump.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, and all this stuff, I'm telling you, all these headlines, I mean, and CNN, it's the big story. It's not a big story.
Right.
They've made it a big story. The Democrats have all jumped up and yelled and screamed to make it a big story. I mean, when he says right, I mean, it's like right. You know, it's like
right, right.
You
right.
know, it's just
yeah,
moving
right,
along.
Right. That's what you got to do. If you just keep it moving, they don't know what's happening. You just keep on moving. You don't know what's going on. You mentioned CNN. You said yesterday the most watched CNN show in the history of CNN.
Yeah.
In the history of CNN. Yeah. Wow.
Last night's debate at the Reagan Library was the most watched program in CNN history, in the whole history of CNN. Yeah, CNN said they're thrilled with the ratings, but even happier, they could finally show a plane that wasn't missing.
All right, that makes sense, yeah. It took Buzz. I heard Buzz go 1001. What's the joke? Okay. Yeah. CNN did not have a plane that wasn't missing. Donald Trump all day, every day. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, no matter what they say, no matter what Hillary says, no matter what anyone says about Trump and this Muslim thing or whatever it is that he gets, any heat he gets. Okay. The Carly Farina face. It's not her face. It's his persona. Okay? And in this case, they're saying, no, it's not. Trump's spokesman says, he was referring to the need to protect Christian religious liberty, which I don't even know what he's talking about. When we say we are going to do different things, we're going to do a lot of different things.
We're going to have some fun now, because instead of making the speech.
Yeah, no, just give me where he starts talking the questions. But you no matter what, he does that about the persona. Oh, go ahead.
He says things so many times, it sounds like a mobster talking.
We're going to do some things. We're hearing some things. Let me tell you something right now. We're doing some things that I can't get into right now at this time. We got some things going on, and we're going to be doing these things when we get in to the White House.
Mr. Trump, give us an idea what it is.
No, I can't do that. It's going to be some things. That's all I got to tell you. Any other questions?
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Right.
You know he's not even.
Right. Donald Trump goes, right. Okay. But remember, Carly Fiorina, you know, oh, the face. No, it's not the face. It's the persona. No, I didn't mean anything by we're going to do some things with Muslims. I just meant we're going to protect religious liberties for Christians. And he always had, even but all the believers out there, and who are the two biggest believers of Donald Trump? Diamond and Silk. What'd they say yesterday about the Carly Fiorina stuff?
And listen, he was talking about her persona. Mm-hmm. She will never make a good look for the White House. No. He called it like he saw it.
Yeah, that's right. Are you saying she would
talking about
she would never look about you? You said that she would never make a good look for the White House. What do you mean? She just wouldn't look good in the White House. Is that what you're saying?
Leader. If she want to leave something, go get a small puppy and leave that. But you won't leave the American people because you led 50,000 of them to the unemployment line because you outsourced their jobs. And some of those could have been veteran jobs that she outsourced.
Veterans. They're throwing veterans in there.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going
The crazy train, the crazy Trump train just keeps on rolling. And Carly Fiorina wants to leave somebody. Go get a puppy. I don't even know where it comes from. Diamond and Silk right there.
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season whenever you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Because at DraftKings, a new millionaire is being crowned every week this season. And with $1 million up for grabs each week, every game is like a playoff game and every play matters, taking the excitement of watching football to a whole new level. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code JohnnyB to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter JohnnyB for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Some people don't use Cars.com. This is what they hear when they service their car.
It's your flabbergaster. It's all fandangled.
Oh, okay.
You know the doohickey that connects to the thingamabob?
Yeah.
Well, it's missing the bamboozle, and that's causing a lot of flim-flam, so I got to do it to do that.
For the rest of us, there's Cars.com's service and repair tool, which lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying.
So that'll cost about $200, right?
That's right.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer. And with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel in math this coming fall. Call now, 866-598-6284, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. safe. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problems solved. Call 800-291-6670 today.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One. This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Oh, wait a minute. Whenever Debra Norville from Inside Edition talks, every sentence should end with a tag.
That as my ringtone, and it was the funniest thing because sometimes I would forget to switch off my phone while we'd be doing the show, and all of a sudden you'd hear our theme music. Oh, gosh darn it.
I got a call. Hold on a minute. Normal's got a call.
Talk Unhinged.
Debra Norville in the New York Post. What up? Facebook.com/Brandmeier, 844-4JB-SHOW. Anytime, comment on anything you hear. We don't care. Inside Edition anchor Debra Norville, our pal, went into a fashion meltdown at the Plaza Wednesday, according to the New York Post. She kicked a female publicist outside Harper's Bazaar. They had a little party going on there, and Norville was interviewing celebrities for a sponsor outside the party, and Mariah Carey was there, and Kendall Jenner, etc., and Hector and I were there. Of course, we're always invited to Fashion Week with Kanye. And every top model was there, and that's why we go. They're all arriving. Tons of models are walking through Debra Norville's live shots, not even acknowledging that she was shooting a TV show, a spy, according to the New York Post said. So she had enough, and a publicist walked through her shot while she was talking to some guest, maybe Mariah Carey, I don't know, and she kicked the woman. All while, here's the good part, while continuing to smile for the camera and continuing to ask questions, a shocked spy reports.
Nice.
Then the anchor just began, Debra Norville began jumping in front of other reporters to hijack their interviews.
Yeah, she's a loose cannon.
That's right. You don't get to be Debra Norville by just sitting back and letting things happen.
That's right.
You jump in
That's
there and
right.
kick people. The New York Post goes on to say a celeb would be going to talk to someone and Norville would just bust in. Hi, I'm Debra Norville. You'd think it was the Oscars or the Hunger Games, sniffed a witness. She was practically tackling celebrities. Man, oh, man. See if Debra wants to talk about this. I'll bet she does. Debra Norville, see if she wants to talk about this. I'd love to hear what she has to say about this. When Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, made his way up to the carpet, Norville shouted, Willow!
Oh.
And that's the name of Will Smith's daughter.
But.
Before producers corrected her. I don't. Okay, all right. So she kicked somebody. She had a fashion meltdown at Fashion Week, and that's my lady, Debra Norville. In the news, you said that Kenny Loggins, we talked to the guy who had Kenny Loggins in his living room, and for $30,000, Kenny, I don't know why that, I can't even say it without laughing. I don't even get it. Kenny Loggins came into the guy's living room, and he performed an entire 90-minute set with his band in the guy's living room for $30,000 in Oakland, Virginia. We had a nice conversation with him, and you can hear that on the podcast. And Bob said, well, it's because he's broke. He lives on a hill and a can of beans. some crazy mountain man talk.
That's right.
That's what mountain That's right. men speak.
Right. Kenny Loggins lives on a hill.
That's a Okay, so he's in the New York Times. There's a story, 53 Minutes with Kenny Loggins. It talks about a corporate gig, how he does this, and he goes into these places. He says, fact, I'll give you the keys. Fact, I go where they pay me. Loggins hit financial whitewater about a decade ago. Lousy manager, lousier market, a costlier divorce from a second wife. In music, you can get better and better, he says, but you can't control what people want to buy. I got to work. I'm an artist. I got to go where the juice is. Corporate event, living rooms, doesn't matter. I'm an artist. I got to go where the juice is.
Do they elaborate on the rough patch that he went through 10 years ago?
No, they just go on to say that he had a bad manager. Yeah. The stock market was horrible. You got a second wife taking half of your stuff. What are you going to do?
Well, you keep your van and you just hope things don't get any worse.
And you move to a hill. But I don't even know why you put him on a hill for some reason.
I believe it's all true.
I will guarantee you his house is awesome. I'm going to find out where he lives. I'm going to send you a photo.
It's Johnny B.
You will feel the excitement the minute you walk in the door at Cicada Cantina with the unique one-of-a-kind ambiance. Located at 1691 Hilltop Drive in the heart of Redding, California, Cicada Cantina takes casual Mexican dining to a whole new level. Enjoy the fusion twist to our exquisite signature dishes. Sizzling steak fajitas, chili rellenos, pollo poblano, and fresh shrimp tacos. Or lounge out on one of our large patios and enjoy a birthday, anniversary, or any fun event while sipping on a delicious signature cocktail like the Prickly Pear Margarita or Mango Mantra. And don't forget, they can cater to any size group, from intimate gatherings at your home to a full-blown fiesta. Cicada Cantina. It's more than a restaurant. It's a party.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Boss. The House has voted to defund Planned Parenthood for a year.
Wisconsin Republican Sean Duffy.
How could anybody defend the practices at Planned Parenthood, harvesting body parts? How could anyone defend that?
New Jersey's Donald Payne complaining critics are basing their actions on heavily edited YouTube videos.
If you like YouTube so much and that's where you're going to get your information, I have another video you can watch right now on YouTube. It's called Dumb and Dumber.
House leaders hope this vote lessens the chances of a nasty floor fight over a spending bill that could lead to a government shutdown at the end of this month.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines at a campaign speech in Washington. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and a Republican presidential candidate says he'll take on unions if he's elected president. He cites a labor dispute in 2011 in South Carolina.
Remember years ago when Boeing was initially trying to bring good jobs into the state? What was one of the entities that